Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, man.
And with the local DVD news, Neville Cool J with the 12th comeback. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback.
Baby man, I had to pull you up out the mud, baby. I was wondering where you was at.
Man, we up here together like riding with the top down. I looked over on the side and see, I didn't see you. I'm like, what up? Baby got his head down trying to pick up one of them girls. Trying to pick up down.
I jumped out the truck. You didn't even see when I used the bathroom and I hollered at the chick. And you, come on, man. Come on with the show.
Hey, come on with it, baby.
What you say, Kalak?
Hey, baby, you know, it's one of them Friday nights, man. I'm feeling real good, man. And I was, like, thinking, man, and I'm riding in the Cadillac, and you done jumped out the Cadillac already trying to catch one of them tall midgets talking about a tall glass of water like a giraffe. And you know you want to be sucked up like a bowl of soup. But anyway, I, like, man, I had to make a U-turn and come back and get the baby. What's up? You got the bottle in your mouth, baby. Come on, holler at the Cadillac, man. What's happening?
Cadillac Joe, man. Listen, man. I'm around here, man. I'm on one of the premier shops on the west side of Chicago. And I want to see what some of these guys got to say about this drug racing thing about racing, period. So give thanks to our sponsors, and I'm gonna go clean in, man. Because I got some guys on the top.
Hey, we got to go clean in on them, baby. Yeah, baby boy. Man, it's pulling up, pull down. My whole thing is, baby, I want to just say one thing, man. I got a question that me and a couple of guys we was talking about earlier today. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in, man, everybody coming on back to Clockstall, baby boy Cadillac Holland, doing what we do on a Friday night, man, just trying to get something good going on. And we want to let you guys know you can go to Clockstall, check out our website, man, catch up with everything so you know what we know. And we got some T-shirts, and we got hats and shirts coming.
Clocks off is free to join in. It's free to join in also. Kind of like you got to tell them it's free to join in also. When you go on the internet and press up Clocks off, it's free forums and stuff like that. You can talk on the forums and stuff like that and talk about drag racing or whatever you see on the videos also. So go ahead, kind of like.
Okay, that's the baby keying in and putting it on like it's supposed to be, like butter on toast, you heard me? But I was talking with a couple of guys, and we was talking about which one is safer, eighth mile or quarter mile? Which one is safer? Which one you think is safer, baby? I'm gonna see what answer you come up with before we give it to the listeners.
Both of them, because you going down the same track. It don't matter if you wreck in the 60-foot mark, if you wreck in the 330. If you wreck in the 660, or you wreck in the 1320, it's all safe to me, because I feel this is my personal preference with it. If you go down that track, you got a safe vehicle, and you got confidence in your car, guess what? It's all to the good. It don't matter. I understand you got guys that say it's got less wear and tear on your motor. If you go to 660, which is the eighth of a mile, and a lot of guys say, which I was brought up on, it's the same abuse going down to 1320. So I understand that, you know, the cars are got faster and stuff like that. But my thing is this here. If I know peanut butter and jelly all my life, don't give me no peanut butter and something else, some smucker shit. I want some jelly. I want some real down the earth.
Other words, what you saying, baby? You want to have the sugar with the jelly inside the jelly? Is that what you saying, baby?
Pretty much, man. I don't want that substitute. I don't want the substitute because the substitute ain't gonna make me happy to be happy, baby. I want to be happy, baby.
I can understand all that, but my thing was, when we was talking, they were speaking about which one was the safety, which one was safer, I should say. And what I came up with is pretty much what you were saying. It could be either way, but they're saying that on a 660 and a 1320, the 660 is more safer. And I just don't agree with that. And we'll get into a big thing about it. And I said, you know what, I'm going to bring this up and see what a couple of other the fellow racers and see what they think, which one they like, because it's like we try to accommodate the South, and the North you got is accommodating the South now, because we even put 8th mile racing in our program. Normally we would just run straight out.
Hey, Kellett, let me tell you something. You know, you're good with what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in the day, when you got a woman's body, you wasn't controlling her, right?
No, I wasn't controlling
her. When you got her mind, you controlled her, right?
Hey, anybody control a woman's body, but when you control her mind, you got it going on, like butter and popcorn.
No disrespect to women. What
mm-hmm.
I'm saying to everybody is this here. Anybody that's listening on to the show tonight, what I'm saying is this here. The North and the Midwest guys run the quarter mile, man, point blank period. The guys from the South, they got tracks, and they've been running the eighth mile for the longest. Now, don't come in my house telling me what's safer and what's
mm-hmm.
in my house. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to come to your house and tell you,
mm-hmm.
well, what's safer to you and if I come to the South. And there's a lot of guys
mm-hmm.
that come out the North that go, they do a lot of traveling, man. The guys from Detroit, the guys from Chicago, Memphis, Indiana, they do a lot of traveling to the South. And then you got a few guys from the South that do traveling to the North. So what I'm saying to everybody is this here. There's no disrespect to nobody. There's none of that. So what I'm really, what I'm trying to imply to everybody over the airways is this here. If you run, and somebody want to run you, don't bag up on what you want, how you got your car set up, or what you feel comfortable with running. If you run a quarter
mm-hmm.
mile up in the North, or if I go to the South and they run 8th mile, if I want to run that man that bad in the South, and he's set up to run the 8th mile and I ain't, but I want to run him that much, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to run him because I feel like I can whoop him anyway. But
mm-hmm.
they say, this is what they say, though, Kallak. They say, well, if I beat him to the 8th mile, I'm going to be in the front of him in the quarter mile. That's a goddamn lie. That's a goddamn lie.
So wait a minute, baby. Hold up. So what you think, they trying to trick the North with that, or what you think, baby?
What they've been doing. That's not what they're doing now. That what they've been doing is trying to mind fuck the guys from the North to make them run their race. This not your race up here, brother. This not your race. It's just period, man. It's not your race. So my thing is this: if I come to your house, I'm gonna race your race. If you come to my house, guess what? You got to do the same without being for you. This is just something that we're trying to favor, man. Race, man. Stop putting all these stipulations in this racing, this world's racing thing. And that's what's messing it up. That's what's messing it up, man. You got so many stipulations in this thing, and messing this way. It's hot outside. We had cabin fever. Cabin fever is over with.
Well, I understand that, but my whole thing was this: when the guys that I was at the shop and they were speaking on it, and they were saying that the North gave in to the South because we let the South tell us that it's more safer in the 8th mile than it is the quarter. But then I put the trick in it. I said, how many accidents happened in the 8th and didn't do the quarter? Is it more safer in the 8th or is it more safer in the quarter? Now, you know what they told me? They say it's less accidents in the quarter than it is the 8th. I need somebody to help me get some clarity on that, because what I was heard and what they were saying, we had confusion there. We didn't have an adequate answer there. Because they land there saying that the the eighth mile is more safer. Then I got one guy saying the eighth not safer than the quarter. So I'm like, I need to find out, man. I'm a quarter mile man. And in the quarter that I have seen, I have noticed less accidents. I might be wrong, but what I have saw. Like when we was up at the Tony race a couple of weeks ago, it was a couple of races that was 8 mile. They had two encounters. Now, we're running out the back door. We ain't had no encounters. So, you know, I'm going on what I seen and what I heard. And everybody I talked to, the 20 I talked to, they saying that the 8th is more dangerous than the quarter. So I'm trying to find out. I said, I'm going to bring this to the front and see what my listeners think about this. If maybe they can help me understand it. Maybe they may feel like I feel, or they don't let me know which one is safer. That's what I want to know. So, hey, Jeff, do we got anybody out there on the line that may can help me with this question I got? Is the 8th mile safer than the quarter? Is it, you know, is it better working than the quarter or what? I need somebody to help me find out exactly what's going on with this part right here. Because this is something I need to find out, because if I'm going to get out here and do things, I want to make sure I'm on the right path, because a lot of cats I run into now in the north, they want to run the 8th mile. You know, so I'm trying to find out what's really going on with it.
Yeah, because the pimp that told the host what to do. So if the pimp that told the woman.
Now, hold up, baby, what you just say? Now you're talking about. No, I'm gonna stand down on it, baby. I was finna say something. I had a flashback. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell one of the midgets to get in line, I snap my finger and pose on them, get in line. You heard what I said, baby? They didn't know what they do.
So my thing is this here. We need to slap our own ass. We need to slap our own face. Our own face as we make our cars more competitive with their cars. Their cars not fast in the South and the guys that's running the 8th mile. I'm not saying that. I don't got no problem with whatever that's their prerogative. I don't care. Me personally, I don't like the 8th mile because it's the duration of the race. It won't let the car do what it's supposed to do. Me personally, that's me. You know what I'm saying? But
I understand that, but I have a lot of guys that beg the difference. They tell me that the 8th is more safer, but I can't tell 320 that I know that was running in the 8th, they had accidents. And the back door, you have maybe out of 2,000. You know what I'm saying? When Tony Bass was running, was that guy had that vest? They ran the 8th mile. He had a mishap with his car. But that was in the 8th mile.
Well, you got to understand what I'm saying.
They had a less problem. That's what I'm saying.
You got to have a less.
Hey, Cadillac, what's up, Cadillac? Cadillac, baby boy, what's going on? How y'all doing?
What up, man?
All right. Baby boy, how's your
day
so far? Man, how's your day so far?
Baby boy.
Got some background noise going on.
Baby boy.
Yeah, I'm about to stop.
All right, we got a lot of background noise. We're hard to hear. I got a special guest I want to introduce on the show today. So I got somebody that really has a lot to contribute to the show today, and I would like for you guys to give me a hot minute to introduce them, and then I'm going to turn the show back over to you and Cadillac.
Okay,
go ahead, right on.
All right, Cadillac, what's happening, bro? I didn't know you were able to hear me.
No, I didn't hear you. My phone had fell off for a minute. It went blank, so I couldn't hear. I heard you say you had a special guest.
Yes, sir, Cadillac. I got a special guest. I got somebody that actually, Cadillac, is your brother. I got your brother. I'm about to introduce to the show. He's extremely knowledgeable.
You got my brother from another mother.
I got
I've
your
been
brother
looking for
from
that
another
mother.
Cadillac. a smooth criminal. You know this.
Smooth criminal. You know what,
yes,
man?
Sir.
Now, the reason I stopped you and I wanted to acknowledge who you were to find out who you were is, like, we had this same conversation earlier today because they lighten up the cars. But what about the cars that's not light?
But they can still go down the 660. The other cars, or some cars are
heavy. And I'm going to say this, smooth criminal, all due respect, man. They ain't got nothing to do with the weight of the cars, why they shortened the distance. It's because they was having more catastrophic failures on the motor. That's why they shortened the distance.
Okay, well, let's not compare the NHRA to most of the average dudes who don't have that type of money with these cars. That they try to shorten up, right? They don't have the right chassis guy, whatever. Okay, when you go down to 1320, we don't see all the accidents in the 1320 up here. We see the accidents in the 8th mile down south on YouTube and all of that. They have problems in the 8th mile. They have major problems in the 8th mile.
Could it be because you got people that's converting to the 8th mile and they don't – because the 8th mile and quarter mile is two different beasts. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you got to have your car set up. You got to have your car set up for the 8th mile.
You got to have rear end gear,
tranny gear, everything.
Exactly. So let's go back and say the average jump, the average regular guy like me, you who like the quarter mile, you know what I'm saying? If I decide to turn over into the 8th mile, okay, so I say I get me a motor, you know what I'm saying? I said we get you a couple chips and we'll put on there and we're going to go to the 8th. That's going to make me a professional in it. Like you said before, driver error, I think, always is the key. A lot of us ain't ready for the 8th mile. But I'm going to go back to something else. If you got apples in one basket, if you got the oranges and peaches, they all ain't going to match. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So you're either going to eat with all the apples or you're going to eat with the damn peaches. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go back to you, Cadillac, because I love you, brother. On the real, I'm hanging with the missus. I ain't trying to grab that giraffe. You're going to have problems up there, boy. You understand? You're going to have problems. Stick with the missus, man. I like the fish.
I just got cooked.
Now, my whole thing is, this here. Now, y'all tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm right now. I want to bring this to the front. Now, if I come to your town, should I have to race, accommodate your race, or should you accommodate my way I race? Or should I just get in where I fit in?
Well,
that's my whole
thing. I'm going to say this here. Y'all, because, you know, the truth of the matter is this. Rush racing in the last, 6 years, you know what I'm saying, have come to the forefront with the brothers down south running the 8th mile. You know what I'm saying? The brothers up north, they thought when they first started running the 8th mile with these quarter-mile cars that they could run them. When they went down to Mississippi, we went down there a few times and found out we got our ass foot. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to go down south, you know they run the 8th, how are you going to complain about that? You know what I'm saying? If you come up here and you run the quarter, how are you going to complain about that? But the thing is this. This is what I said. You got a few people who converted from running the quarter to do the quarter mile, and they popular around here. So quite naturally, when they talk to the boys down south, and they go down there and race with them, and when they come up here, they expect everybody up here to do what they do because you got a few of those conversions that did that. I mean, that's where the problem is. You can't really tell somebody what they can do.
Well, you race to your strength, Cadillac. You race to your strength. You know what I'm saying? Race to your strength. You know,
okay.
if your car is set up for a quarter mile, then that's what you run. You run a quarter mile. Because, see, a lot of cats that go down to the south and get their back blown out is because they take their car that's set up for the quarter mile and go down there and try to run the 8th mile. All them cats' cars set up to run the 8th mile. You know, I'm talking rear end gear, tranny gear, everything else. You know what I'm saying? Cam, you know what I'm saying? The whole RPM is set up to go through the 660 trap. You know what I'm saying? Not the 1320. You know, so you got to take all that into consideration, man. Run to your strength. You know what I'm saying? You don't ever want
to
dictate to you what you do.
So, other words, what you're saying is if I want to go south and I want to go racing and get with the program, I need to do my research, my homework, and all that before I go and get my and do what I want to do.
All the above. All the above.
Okay.
Don't go down there half-assed.
Okay.
You understand me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
100% all of the above. 100%.
Hey,
look, they do some quarter mile races down south. I just don't think we have enough people that do that go down to the quarter mile track and run that. You know, because every time we talk about South, man, we talk about the big boys, dogs, you know what I'm saying? Godfathers, you know what I'm saying? Mississippi Joe, Tony Bynes, you know what I'm saying? Real Tree, all of them brothers there. And like with them, you know what I'm saying? They made a name for themselves doing what they do best. They do best run that eight. That's what they do best.
Right.
And when they talk about Donnie being the man up here in Chicago, I say this for sure, we love him because that boy ain't playing in the eight and in the court. You know what I'm saying? He got a down pat. So, you know, he's the one.
Well, you know what? This is going to fix. Let me jump into this conversation real quick. What I want to add to this conversation is that I got to agree with Ricky when he said run to your strength. And I also got to agree, who just spoke and was talking about how the people down south made the name in the eighth. What gentleman was that? What's your name, please?
Criminal, baby. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey, Criminal, what's that? What's going on, Smooth, man? Good to hear you, bro. Good to hear you. I'll see you soon. I'll see you next week. But with that being said, you can't take anything away from the guys that run the eighth down south. That's what they do.
That's right.
But you also can't take anything away from the guys that run the quarter because that's what they do. And that goes back to Ricky saying, run your strength. But this is it right here. The South is a small piece that runs the eighth, and the South is inflexible. They are not flexible in running the quarter and the eighth. If you go to any other part of the country, whether it be the West, whether it be the Midwest or the Northeast, they run the quarter. And they also run the eighth. They are flexible. It is the South that is inflexible with running the eighth and the quarter. So with that being said, and I'm out here in Cali right now with Ricky. I'm out here on my way to the track. We're about to see what these quarter-mile brothers do out here. They also run the eighth. I'm getting ready to meet a lot of eighth-mile racers out here also. But the West, the Midwest, and the Northeast are flexible. We are now in a smaller world. The grudge races have been united and connected through many movements, through many organizations, and through just us being what we are, racers. So there's no excuse at this point as to say, well, listen, I can't get a race. If they ain't racing in the eighth, I can't get a race. There are so many more other people out there other than Dawg, other than Mississippi Joe, other than Realtree, other than Lethal Weapon. So many other people need credit and attention, and that's why I'm out here in the West right now. We're going to shine a spotlight and see what other people do and how they do. And we're getting ready to build a whole new round of grudge racing and show the world what other people do, not just the people that you're used to hearing because, you know, the South has a platform. The South started a lot of the platform. We have a platform now, and the platform is quarter mile and eight. We're fair. We're not biased, and we're going to expose it all. And that's all I have to say. Gentlemen, once again, going back to what Ricky said, run your strength. Do what you do. Get in where you fit in and go hard. Be good at what you do.
Can I interject? This is DC. Can I interject?
I got it. It was a nice statement that you just made, but I just learned something. I just learned something, and I'm going to say it because I have to say it. The guys from the South that run the 8th mile, at those tracks, my partner just told me, say, this is insurance purposes on the track. So they not for the uphold a car going down a quarter mile track, but they'll uphold a car that's going a shorter distance. Now, you can take it how you want to take it, or y'all can say what y'all want to say, but that's what it is, bro.
Baby boy.
Yes, sir.
This is DC. How y'all doing?
Good, brother.
Is Cadillac man? Is Cadillac there?
DC, what's up in the house, baby?
Hey, what's up, Cadillac? Are we in the Escalade tonight? We're riding in tonight. The Escalade,
hey,
or
man,
we dropping riding the L
man,
the
we,
L dog?
Look at here. We riding in the Cadillac DeVille drop top, riding on 30s, man. We coming through, baby. He just clowning. He's sticking his head all off the side trying to catch these giraffes. And listen up, that summer, come on, you know, but that's another thing. You know, but we riding in the light, though. You know, we keep it light strong on this end.
Most definitely, man. Well, my opinion on this is that it's called home field advantage. If you play football, you play hockey, when you go in somebody else's home, you got to play on their field, you got to play on their ice, you got to play on their court. So as far as this quarter mile, if we come into the north, you're going to race on, if the north run the quarter mile, set your car for the quarter mile. But if you go to the south, I mean, you got to run their rules. But it's called home field advantage. And in sports, that means a big deal. Prove me wrong.
DG, you made a good point, but I didn't want to put this out. But you had a video that was on YouTube, and a certain person said, "Well, you guys run this and you guys run that up in the north, and we don't need you. Y'all can do what y'all want to do. We racing down in the south. So whatever y'all doing in the north," he's basically saying, "Effa." So what I'm saying to you, guys in racing, he can say whatever he want to say. If I feel like coming down and running in the eighth, I come down there and run in the eighth. There's no problem with that. There's no problem with what somebody, one particular person, said. It doesn't make merit to the whole grudge community. It doesn't. But my thing is this here. Don't disrespect the guys that do run that quarter mile.
But now, I guess my point I'm trying to make is that when you let the South make the rules, when you let the South make the rules, that's one thing. But again, I'm talking about sports. If you go to a team that has a grass field as opposed to a team that plays on turf, you're going to play to what the team says you're going to play to. When you go to Dallas, you're playing on turf. When you come to D.C., you're playing on grass. It's just how it is. That's called home field advantage. So if y'all going to the South, if they run the quarter mile, tune your car to the quarter mile. But if they coming up north, if y'all play on a quarter mile field or y'all play on grass, that's what you're going to do. That's how all sports is, point blank. Prove me wrong. I'm just saying.
That's it.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about right there, DC. That's what I want to get an understanding.
That's it.
Because a lot
that's
of
it.
Guys, they feel that they don't want to tune to another person's advantage. They want to stay at their own tune. So, but like I say, if I come to your house and you talking about you, I got to run this way, then I'm either going to get with you or I'm going to stand down because I know where I come from. And for me to go, come from to your advantage, that's out of my criteria because I'm out of character there. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't know how the car going to do. The car might get more violent or the car might lay down. I don't know. But if I stay true to my game, I can't lose. I got a better chance. So that's my whole thing, man. I'm just trying to get an understanding because we had a big thing about this earlier today. Yeah, what's
Cadillac Joe?
Yeah, what's going on? Who I'm speaking with?
You know who this is.
No, speak your name, partner. Say, let the world know who you're talking about when you call the Cadillac name.
Motherfucker Maurice, nah.
Hey, hold on, fool. Why you got to use that kind of language on my phone, bro? Hey, Cullen, man, we don't talk like that.
Did you
bro.
Get
Come
what
on,
you
man.
Was looking for?
No, you ain't give me what I'm looking for, bro. I don't use that language, bro. Come on, man. Respect the house.
All right.
Man.
All right. Did you get what you was
like
looking
that.
For the other day?
Yeah, I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on it.
Okay. All right.
I'm waiting
all
on
right.
it. But I'm going to take all in drag racing that you told me. I'm going to get in that light. I like that.
All right. Well, listen, let me say I was sitting back listening to your little the subject, which is old as a fuck. But listen, there's nothing wrong with running the A for the quarter, but y'all got to realize this, man. They running a lot faster car through the A on little bitty-ass tires.
Exactly.
And that shit is dangerous. Ain't like us. We riding big tires. Y'all can ride the eighth and a quarter. But you got these fast-ass cars running over 150 miles an hour on a little bitty-ass tire.
I understand that. But my thing is, this was the topic. Which one is safer, the eighth mile or the quarter mile? That's what I'm
saying. Hey, man, it's drag racing.
But I see more accidents in the eighth, though.
It's drag racing. It's all safe. It's all dangerous.
I agree with that.
You got a lot of faster cars trying to run in that eighth.
Right, now listen. Now I want to ask a question. Who is the guy on the line right now that said look ties and stuff like that?
This Chuck.
Chuck. Now listen, Chuck. Yeah. The NHL race still have big ties on, right? They still short the tires, right?
Yeah.
My thing is this: Wild cars went fast. The cars went, the door slammers went faster, right? Which is the cars that the drug guys got, right? Which
the what? Travel. Yeah, the NHR fast, yeah.
Right, they always had big tires on, right?
Yes.
They never went down in size in the tire, right?
Yes.
So my thing is this here. How in the hell a guy getting a more horsepower with a lesser tire, say he gonna go a lesser track that has some a valid thing to say. He shouldn't have anything to say. Only thing he needs to do is put a bigger tire on and go down the actual track because you're not going to have to go
baby boy, baby boy. Let me explain it. I can explain that real simple for you. You can you hear me? Baby boy, can you hear me?
All
right, I'm gonna explain it real easy for you, because anywhere except up here, the north, northeast, out west, big tire action is almost dead. That's why they not come. Why should they put a big tire on their car when they can get more action with a small tire? And you got to remember, these are all grudge races. These ain't people got corporate sponsors behind them. They playing with their own money.
There's
a lot of noise on. There's a lot of background noise.
Somebody
I can't hear you talking.
So what I'm asking now, I'm calling with your phone right now, Chuck. Now, but
okay.
My thing is if that gives you more leeway for a guy to have a sponsor, and you not to have a sponsor, you don't think that should be more safe on the job on your actual car than $1,000 or $1,500?
Wait a minute, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear all your questions.
Somebody needs to mute their mic, man. Please mute your mic, man. Please mute your mic.
Hey, excuse me. Hold on 1 second, fellas. Hold on 1 second. Whoever that is in the background, can we get you to mute your mic, brother? We're having a good show, and all that stack is coming across. We can't hear the other brother that's trying to get their point across. We appreciate if you can mute your mic. Can you mute your mic? You're not speaking. Hey, Jack, can you lay there and sign that for us, Jack? I really appreciate it. Because, you know, some people, they probably are not paying attention.
Yeah, it's a lot of noise on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we got it.
No, you ain't got it, but I can hear it. Ain't nobody saying. I want to hear what Baby Boy had to say.
Now,
all right. Hey, Jack, can you find that noise?
Yeah, I'm right here. But the guys haven't started. Yeah, so, man, what's all we need to talk about, man?
That noise, every time you talk, that noise is, you know.
That's a lot. Sounds like somebody's on the speaker.
That's probably gunny ass.
Hey, Chuck, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I'm asking is, like, the guys that do have sponsors, like the professional guys that do have sponsors, I know they're more in tune and stuff like that. More so than the guy that got a spare tire and he ain't got no sponsor. I think the guy that don't have a sponsor, I think he should be more, try to be safer than the guy that do have a sponsor. That's just me.
Hey, Jack, like, I can't even hear.
Excuse me.
I can't even hear.
Caller. Hold on, caller. Hey, Jack, can you find that noise, man? Because it's real real aggravating right now because I can't hear what this caller is talking about. There's somebody, they on the line, they on the speaker or something.
That's probably gunning, Jack. Six, eh? fucking up.
That's
Gunny.
Yeah, it's Gunny with that bullshit. Cut his ass off.
Hey, Jack, can you cut that off, man? Cut Gunny's mic off.
Yeah, he's fucking up the show.
He's talking up. He's messing up our show, man. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's his big ass, man.
Yeah, that's Gunny.
Kevin, can you mute his mic?
You know what, Cadillac, I could just call back or something. You know, I'll wait till you know.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
He always got something to say. Close your damn mic.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Now what I was saying
to you, Chuck, was the guys that do have sponsors, they're more prevalent to rent more so than the guys that don't have sponsors. Shouldn't that make the guys that don't have sponsors more secure with their vehicles than the guys that's driving those cars, man?
No. You talking about sponsors. I'm just saying.
But you said something about the guys that do got the big tires. You said that the guys that do got the big tires basically running the NHRA or they running in certain circuits.
No, I'm just what I said was, I mean, them guys that run like the NHRA, they got big tires. They run down that quarter mile no problem. They got a much better handle on the car than these guys running these 10-inch tires with all that power.
Now, Chuck, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Since this is what you do, and I respect, you know, you being sort of a slow guy trying to get
fast.
Yeah,
slow.
You know, my thing is, what do you prefer, a big tire or a small tire?
Oh, I'm definitely a big tire.
Okay. See, that
I didn't have no tires. I don't even like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you
Wait
know,
a
that's why I
Hold
bought
on.
A big
we
tire
We got some
car.
Background noise, man. Hold on. Hey, Jack, can you find that background, man? I'm talking. I can hear myself and Chuck on here, too. We echoing all over the place. Can we find that distortion?
This is what I was saying to baby boy. Up north, we run the quarter mile, you know, up in the northeast, all that. But big tire racing is very dead.
Oh, okay.
It's dead up here. That's why everybody went to the small tire. You get a lot more action. You got guys from the south. Everybody is going to, I mean, you ain't going to find a big tire Mustang.
Right. So
you
see
what I'm saying?
I want.
So you got
what
to,
I'm saying,
you got to have a little tire to compete.
Right. So what you're saying? I'm just making sure I'm getting a clarity on this. You're saying really to grudge race, period. If you're running fast, you need to have a small tire. So that's why a lot of guys are adapting to the south way of racing, going to eight
mile. That's true, too. You don't have to have a small tire. But
yeah, I understand that.
It's very few people going to run a car like mine or even a car like yours just because it got big tires. Why? Because we got a better chance of getting down the track.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying? Especially if you're
right.
going to run out the back door.
And you're safer.
You know.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, big tire action up here is dead. You can count six cars you can race all year if they're race.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
See,
that's why
see,
everybody's
see,
going to the little tires. It makes it more competitive.
I just don't like the little ties, but like I said, everybody got their own stroke.
Like I was stating earlier, it is a lot safer running in the eighth mile when you own them little bitty ties.
Okay.
Now, I know I drove them, and a lot of other people drove them. It's a lot safer, and the cars now are extremely fast.
Hey, Chuck, you got more clarity to the topic tonight, right there. You said small tires and a shorter distance has a better safety mode than the guys that's running out of the back door.
And just like Cadillac said, you see more wrecks. Yeah, you see more wrecks because the cars are a lot faster and they running on them little bitty ass tires. Mm-hmm. And if they break mm-hmm. loose, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't
yeah.
no recovery.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get back on the gas.
Yeah. No, you can't
you
recover
know.
Off that. You can't.
Yeah, you know. That's just it. Big tire racing up, you know. Big tire racing is dead unless you go up to Maryland or something. Or out here, you know, you get a little more action. But it, you know, it's the small tires. It's just I'm not a small tire person no more.
No.
You know. Yeah, I mean, you know, it could be action. Everybody ducking. Everybody up here scared of each other.
Hmm. Well. You came in, Chuck, and I really appreciate you putting in enlightened.
Oh, so you don't want to talk to me no more, huh? Cocksucker.
Which means I don't want Chuck talk to you no more. Chuck, you always welcome, brother.
I'm still
gonna get my
ass.
all in drag race. I'm gonna tap you dead on your tata. I'm gonna tata
yeah,
you, baby.
We'll be 80 years old waiting on that.
If we do, we're gonna have some of them long giraffes to lay there and help us up get in the car.
I don't need none of that. I bounce around real good. But you know, hey baby boy.
Yes sir.
All right, here's the thing, right? Just say a typical nitrous car. We ain't even talking about a turbo. If that car run 140 in the eighth, it's gonna be over 170 in the quarter.
So you saying now here you go right there. So you said you're gonna have 30 more mile an hour in another 660 feet, right?
And we ain't even talking about no turbo. We just talking about a good nitrous car.
A little nitrous car.
Yeah. We ain't talking about no turbos because you know they make real power on that big end.
Right. They can
just say if you ran 130, if you ran 130 in the eighth, you're gonna run 160 something in the quarter. That motherfucker impact gonna be hard at 160, way harder than 130.
Right. That's what I was trying to get somebody to put out because. I was trying to figure out because we were trying to the guys that do run the eighth of a mile. I don't have a problem with that racing because I really don't. I love racing. Period. But I don't like to see a shorter duration in a race. And I know those cars can get down that track and get quiet. And I like to get them cars down there and get quiet.
Well, you know what? I like it, too. I like it, too, but, you know, it's such a big safety factor in it, and you got to realize these cars now in the last 5-6 years, man, they're way fast.
So he committed. He said he picked her up and take her to work and take her up.
Excuse me, can we mute that? Can you mute your mic, sir, wherever you are? Because we're hearing all your conversations.
Just driving an electric truck. Just the old badass.
Hey, man.
Hey, Jack, can you find that? Jack, can you find that noise? Okay, go ahead, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. Now, all I was saying, like, you know, 5-6 years ago, everybody was running a little slower. Man, these cars are ways. They putting some ridiculous mile an hour up now.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody ain't got no little 468 no more.
No.
They're flying, man. They fast.
Only me. I'm the only one still on the 468.
Like, you can have them.
I'm only post 68, man.
Yeah, all right. Let me put your motor in my car. I'll show you something.
Yeah. When you want to do it? You want to come tonight
and get it? Over tonight. I'm in the garage.
Come on over. You can get it on out. And let me see.
Nah, you just bring it over. I'll put it in. I'll be at Milan tomorrow with it. I bet you I'll put 700 in and see what happens.
I heard that. But
everybody got these big-ass motors now. They ain't got no small shit no more. You can't compete with no small motor unless you're a street racer, you know? They cars way too fast, man.
Well, you saying something there. You definitely saying something.
I'm glad we getting clarity. I'm glad we getting clarity on this on this topic, because there's a lot of people that say eighth of a mile and quarter mile. Chuck, you know what I'm saying? My dad, Big Drag, you guys, y'all been racing for so long, and I'm used to seeing quarter mile racing. So I don't know nothing about no god doggone eighth of mile racing, and I ain't trying to learn about it because I'm so prevalent on knowing about the quarter mile at 13:20. So my whole objective with the guys that's running the eighth of mile, I feel, this is me personally, Chuck, I feel the guys need to get more smarter with their lives, man, because, you know, the wreck that Tony Bynes and the other guy Woodrow had, that wreck right there could have caused so much dysfunction with both of those families to the point that everybody looking at the black guys to say, well, he was wrong to be running on those little ties and this and that and this and that and this and that. They're going to always say something negative about something dangerous. And they're going to have to take the blame.
They're going to say something negative, but, you know, I mean, shit, even the guys with the good cars, I mean, you know what I'm saying, they wreck because anything can happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at any given time. Yeah.
My question is that, okay, if the cars are getting faster, why can't we make the tracks longer? Because if you ever look, again, I love sports. Football fields moved. They moved the field goals in. They moved. Remember the goalposts used to be at the goal line.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is DC.
Hey DC. You know why they ain't gonna move them?
Why not?
Because these motherfucking tracks can barely stay open now.
Okay.
You don't have half the cars that was out 5-6 years ago running up and down them tracks every day. The car count is way down.
Right.
That's
right.
In any event. So they're not going to put that money in there as long as the rule book say we got to have this, we got to have that to certify for NHRA or IHRA or whatever they want. They're not going to move shit around. It just costs too much money. That's why they're not going to move nothing like that.
I don't even have a car, but I'm just trying to add to the program, but I'm like, okay, make the tracks longer, because if the cars are getting faster, now everybody wants to go fast. And the eighth of a mile, because I grew up on a quarter mile, but the eighth of a mile is like coming too fast when you fucking a girl. Excuse my language, but the eighth of a mile, okay, well, damn. I mean, really? Was that really a race? So I mean, that's how I feel personally. But when I used to have a car,
But they're not going to change the rules to accommodate the car. They'll shorten it, but they damn sure. I mean, you look at some of these tracks we race at. Ain't no shutdown room.
But I guess my question is, why not? Why won't they? I mean, I'm just trying to be a little bit innovative, but why does the South have to write the rules?
They don't write the rules. But here's a question for you, D.C., here's a question for you. When have you known a track to open in the last 5 years?
Well, I haven't been out here long enough, so I can tell you
the one in California and Arizona. When have you heard of a track opening up? you hear every week of one closing down, right?
Yeah, I tell you that. I agree with that. But I guess, I mean, just trying to look at the rules and the regulations, if you got some folk who, if you have a large enough audience who want to see the quartermile, because in D.C., we did the quartermile. At MR, at Bud's Creek, or what, I mean, Capitol Raceway, we did the quartermile. So if you have a large enough people who want to see quartermile racing, it's called supply and demand. I understand that up north, we don't have enough weather to race like them guys in the south, but that's the only difference I see is as far as the weather is concerned.
That's the same problem we have up in Chicago.
That's right.
The same, man, I've been to Capitol and MI. Man, I love MI. You know what I'm saying? But
right. It's
the weather, but they're not going to change nothing to accommodate these fast cars. They got enough because they already know. If you want to run your car, you sign that paper and you run it like it is. They already know that. They're not going to spend all that money to accommodate no races.
And like I said, man, I don't have a car, but I used to hang out at the quarter mile strip. And just listening to the difference, I can listen to a quarter mile race and I can listen to an eighth mile race. And I'm just listening. That wasn't no race. That little eighth mile, yup, 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 and it's over? Really?
That's it.
But I grew up all night long listening to people run the quarter mile because when they illegal street raced over in D.C., I could hear that all night. I know what it sounds like to hear a quarter mile race as opposed to listening to that little bullshit eighth mile. So I don't know. It's about supply and demand, I guess. But you guys know better than me. I'm just giving my opinion.
But I'm just saying, look, just do your little racetrack finder stuff. When you get out of Maryland. And New York and all that, and you start going further south besides Miami, you're going to see that most of them states down there have nothing but eighth-mile tracks. You probably won't find no quarter mile. You're going to find one in each state. Then you get in Kentucky, you're going to find one or two, something like that, until you get up north. Because that's what they got down there.
That's what they got down south.
So it's really no issue. If you want to race a guy, you just say, hey, I run the quarter. That's what I run.
That's it.
If you can't do that, oh, well, then I go find the next Vic.
Hey, you know what, Chuck? Now, that's more respectful than somebody coming in and everybody complaining about what somebody else doing and how the hell they run and this and that. Man, I run a quarter mile. That's what I do. If you do something else, I don't want to run. You go to the next. You won that race.
It's no reason to complain because everybody runs their own program. I run the quarter. I run the eighth. That's it. We can't do nothing unless we're going to, you know, try something. Otherwise than that, don't expect me to change my car, do something different. Because this how
but
I run. Otherwise, we just don't race.
These guys in North, they what's up, guys? I don't mean to come in and boast like that, but what's happening? Guys, I've been sitting back here listening all night at this conversation. And some I agree with, others I don't. Listen, man, there was a time your biggest racist was up the North, and you did what the North was doing. You two came along at a time that we was not filming our cars when we was doing all that racing. They are doing a lot of filming in the South. Most everything on YouTube is from the South. So if that is a commodity somewhere, that's where you want to be. If you go to a club and you think you can it clean and that bra walk in, you want to. Along with 15 or 20 more guys. So everybody's shooting their shot at her. And that's what's happening in racing today. Guys in the North are conforming over to what they're doing in the South because the South is not so much that they got the eighth of mile tracks. It's that they are the hottest thing out now. They practically race all year long. We want to beat them because we got guys like Gunny, guys like BET, skimming this bullshit and putting it on YouTube. And BET said it best of all when BET said, he said, man, I looked at YouTube and I seen the Tony Bass and the Wick. He said, I want to be on YouTube too. Well,
yep.
Most of everyone in racing, whether they admit it or not, they want to be on YouTube too. And they want to be the hottest son of a bitch on YouTube when they get on YouTube. So they got to do what they're doing. That's try to beat the gas out of the South, because that's what most of you see on YouTube is coming from the South. This is why everybody said, okay, you know what? They're not running these big car cars, and they're not going to run the A, so we're going to just go on and do what they're doing just to say we own and we whooping them. Big car cars are not dead. Chuck is wrong. It's just that grudge race a lot of big car cars, because most of the guys that got big car cars don't want to get in that BS on the grudge race and see. You know, I go to track all the time and see big car cars, right? If big tire car, if a little tire car was the way to go, NHRA would be doing it. Don't stop playing by little tires. These guys have been fooling themselves for a few years now with these little tires. And Chuck is right. These guys are running faster and faster. But one thing you must remember, what you do in the eighth don't always constitute that extra 30 or 40 miles an hour in that second hand. Some cars are maxed out in there. They're not going to pick that 30, 25, 30 mile an hour in the extra hand. Some will. Most of them are going to be turbo, supercharged, four-step induction cars. The whole thing in a nutshell, man, is run your program. See, first thing first, man, let me back up. So look at this here. When you build a race car, to think you're going to retrieve all your money you put in it, you're going to have to work backwards anyway. Your race car is pretty good. You can go to track and have fun and hopefully win some money in the process. So with that being said, you run your program the way you want to run it, and if they don't race the way you want to race, then you just don't race. But most guys are going with what the staff is doing because they want to race them guys. And not so much just them, but they want to be seen. They want to be filmed. I don't want BED shivering the mic in my face, but in reality, you really want to be seen by him. And that's what's happening here.
Now, D, you make a good point. You make a good point about what
I know I do.
Now, but the thing is about it, it's a lot of big time cars and Trump made a good point about it ain't no good racing. It ain't no good racing with the guys that.
There's so much background, I couldn't even keep saying that again.
I said, what Chuck said had a valid point also. Chuck said the guys that do have big tires, they're going faster. A lot of the little tire guys don't want to go in and run those guys because he said, I don't see a lot of big tires going down the track no more. I see a lot of stop suspension look like
And he's like, you don't see any big tire Mustangs. I don't know the last time I seen a big time Mustang. And that's getting to be the hottest car, especially out the South. It's sure enough getting to be the hottest car out there. But they done found that the Mustang can have a lot of power. That's what time it is. They done found they can have a lot of power and on this small town. But I said it before, and I continue to say the same thing. The small town issue, it's not like it's something new. I mean, cars were running small tires 20 years ago. They didn't have any more power now. Yes, you put somebody put bigger cubic inches together. You know, 20 years ago, you didn't have an 800 cubic inch motor. You know, I can remember Ricky Smith had the first 700 cubic inch motor, same little shotgun thing. So, yeah, you got these humongous motors, and like a damn fool, you put them on these little tire cars, and you going down there on a 6-7-8 tire. Action for an accident. We just be praying that it don't happen. But you're acting for one. Now check this out. Let me throw a little twist in that there. We said we want to run a little tire. That's what we say. It saves value, right? When we go get these 10-inch tires and we put the biggest damn rim we can find on the car. So who's fooling who? Now someone answer that. I know.
Hello, y'all. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Yeah, Uncle Larry.
Who are we speaking with here?
I'm speaking with Uncle Larry.
Uncle Larry. How in the heck are you, Uncle Larry?
Just wonderful. I'm wonderful. You know, I had to fight the difference on this, and the reason I have to fight the difference on this is because for the last few years, you know, I've been talking about the fact of the matter. People that love quarter-mile racing is fine with me. People that love eighth-mile racing, which I was raised up on, is fine with me. But the only reason I said that was because of the simple fact that the eighth is being more accommodated than the quarter-mile racing. So my suggestion to that was, hey, y'all, if the people want a quarter-mile race, let them quarter-mile race, and the ones that want an eighth-mile race, let them eighth-mile race. So if you're joining a student body or if you get into an organization where people are trying to unite together, then I always thought that it should be good to compensate for both sides. Don't just compensate for one side. I mean, they got, even though all the tracks in the South don't have nothing but eighth-mile tracks, okay? But they got some where they can give an event some time to accommodate the people that do want to run quarter-mile and eighth-mile. When they come to us, we accommodate them. They can run eighth-mile on our track, and we can run quarter-mile on our track. A fair exchange ain't no robbery nowhere over the world, okay? That's one thing I want to address. The second thing is this, stability. Running down those quarter mile with the little bitty tires is super dangerous because don't have the stability that one of these cars that has a big tire on it do. You know, the worst accidents I have seen have been in eighth mile, and I have to address that. Quarter mile, I've seen some too, but you know, and I always thought that the worst point of wearing hard destruction is point of impact. You know, when you impact it, I always thought that that was the most dangerous part of the motor or anything because you're moving weight. Once you move the weight, then the stress and stuff, it becomes less. But when you first move in the weight, I always thought that was, you know, in my own personal opinion, now this is just hilarious. You know, I always thought that that was the greatest part of impact. So my thing that I'm trying to say is this here. As long as people want to run an eight, you got a lot of guys out here that want to break away and run an eight because, like that Chuck said, you know, the money, the so far and so on, to compete and so far and so on. Okay, that's good for a person that's qualified and fast enough and capable to do it. But a lot of guys are not. A lot of them are committed to a quarter mile or so far and so on. So I still think that it should be fair for them also. You know, if you run an eighth, run an eighth. If you run a quarter, run a quarter. But at the same time, if you're involved into a student body, not unless you're doing an outlaw. Now, if you're doing an outlaw, you do your own thing. Do what you're going to do. But if you're in an organization, compensation, baby. You got to have compensation. And you got to have compensation for one. And you got to have them for the other. That's what I call fellowship. That's what I call unity. Because you're making both sides happy. When you make both sides happy, that you ain't got nothing but a winning combination, you know, for my own person.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
Once again,
when you're going down south, that's what they running. You got to go with what they go. And we can't make everybody do what we want to do, baby boy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just can't do it.
Right.
Just can't do it. You got
no.
Hey, when you fellowship, it's just like, okay, look, I'm a Muslim. I don't eat pork. But if I go to your house and you eat pork, I'm not going to demand that you have a substitute. You know what I'm saying, for me? I cannot do that. You understand? I have
right.
to sit back, brother, and just accept what's on the table and not eat the pork. I can eat everything else. I don't have to eat the meat, you know what I'm saying, to be full, right? So that's just how it is.
You know, that's just how it is.
Well, the arm around, he can pull up his own cookie. He better get his fingers out of the way.
You brought up a very valiant point. And the valiant point is this here. When I come to your house, man, when I come to your house, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to do what you do. When you come to my house, you do what I do. And that's a requirement. Now, if we're gonna have a happy medium, then we can go and you can do what you do, and I can do what I do, and we still can accommodate each other. You know, ain't nothing beyond the point of working out. My thing with it is a fast exchange ain't no robbery. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So if you come to the goose's house and the goose got the golden egg laid out for you, well, when he get to your house, why you got a rotten egg laid out for him? You know, so my point that I'm trying to is not that there's a rotten egg laid out, but I'm saying that the compensation is just not fair. Because I don't want to say the guys that run the quarter mile, I don't want to overlook them. I don't want to overlook the guys that run the eighth of mile. I've never cared about it, but I always fellowship in it, and I've done it, and I got myself adjusted to the fact of the matter that if I'm going to fellowship with these guys, then I'm going to go and I'm going to join the Romans. I'm going to do what they do. You see what I'm saying? So I ain't never tried.
Let me tell nobody
that I didn't like the eighth. I ain't never tried to tell nobody I didn't like the quarter. What I did, right. I tried to come have a medium and say, make it good for both sides. Because if you got people joining together and you do one thing where you come from and we do another thing where we come from, then it's got to be a happy medium where we can work it out and make it good for everybody. You know? That's the way I see it, y'all. I'm gonna close my mouth and I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna listen to somebody else's opinion, you know.
Uncle Larry, you said that's a good opinion. Let me say this here. We opened up an organization called Clocks Off Race. Clocks Off Racing is basically quarter mile, from my understanding, correct? So
yes.
being that that is the case, you like the brother said, Chuck said, look, you got brothers on the East Coast. They run a quarter mile. You got brothers in the Midwest run the quarter mile. Brothers up and out. There's a lot of people in this here that run the quarter mile. I think we all got fascinated with what we saw. Once again, we're going to go back to what we saw on YouTube. Everybody wanted to be on YouTube. The people that we saw on YouTube running the eight. They ain't showing a quarter mile race. You know what I'm saying? So what you need to do, your promoters who are promoting the quarter mile, need to promote the quarter mile on the YouTube too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can do the same thing. You got to switch it up, man. We don't have to follow the South. You know what I'm saying? But it seems like we're trying to compare what we do to the South.
DC, you know what's going to make Clocks Off so unique? Because see,
what's up,
we support everybody. Eighth, quarter, so far and so on. See, we're not pro Clocks Off. In other words, when I say that, I'm saying that because we Clocks Off, we don't want to get to a point that we feel as though that we better than nobody else, above nobody else, or none. But we're going to do the right thing, man, and we're going to try to make this thing good, man, because of the simple fact that I know that I'm for the good of it, you know, because if I was for the bad of it, then I could just easily walk away for it and go do my own thing. But I'm for the good of it, man. You know, the brothers that come and support us, the brothers that show us love and fellowship with us, I'm going to give it back to them, man. I wouldn't give a damn if they belong to Godzilla Club. You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that with them because I feel like that's the way that it's supposed to go. You know?
Right.
Uncle Larry, you are absolutely right because that's the only way it should go. If you do this, you do the eighth, you do the quarter, let's all come together and make it happen. It's just simple as that. And put all the big eyes and little U's down and race, man. We have so much cabin fever and once it get cold about drag racing. Once it's able to drag race, don't nobody drag race.
There's a problem with that. Hey, baby. See, there's a problem with that. Like me, I'm Clocks Off. Okay. I push his Clocks Off. That's who I'm with. But I frequent other shows, you know, I'll check in on DJ Grant and Book Nugget show, well, which is a DJ Grant and Mark show, because Mark takes over. I'll check in on that. I'll check in on Dog show. I want to see what's going on here, what he's talking about. And the whole thing is, man, when the promoters push what they push, it comes down to what the racists want to do. If the racists don't want to do, are not going to do what the promoters are pushing, it still becomes a problem. And the source of it, we have the mouth and we have the source. The source of the problem is we want to run the Tony Bynes, the Wicks, the BETs, but the Buck Neckers, and we want to be filmed by the BETs. Well, those guys are running an eighth of a mile. This is what they're doing. Now, hit us and hit us well. When you do allow someone else to do what they want to do, that's precisely what they're going to do. You know, if I tell my wife she can't bring that man to my house, but she do it anyway and I allow it to happen, she's not going to stop doing it until I do something to change it. So as long as we want to run the guys that we see on YouTube, which is mainly the eighth of mile guys, this is what you're going to be faced with. You're going to continue to be faced with it. We said we're not going to allow them to come to our house and dictate. We're not even so much allowing them to come to our house and dictate. They're dictating to the north and the south what they're doing. So we want to run with them.
This is what I'm saying. This the whole thing. This my whole discrepancy with the whole situation. I feel that's why a lot of racing hasn't been happening and ain't been going on in the 2014 world's community is because everybody's scared of the next person because how your car set up. If your car look like mine, I'll run you. Back in the day, you dragged the guys that dominated the garage sport. They didn't give a hell how your car looked or what size tie you had on.
I get tired of hearing that because there's no two cars out there on the beltway. You got to look like
right.
Me. What I'm supposed to do? Be the same color you? Be the same car you? You got a color, so I got to have a color. I mean, that's the only way we can look alike. Because there is no two cars alike. No way.
Built by the same man.
The whole thing in a nutshell, man, is everybody got these big, gigantic motors. And everybody. So they all scared of each other. That's the problem that I see, bigger than anything. You're scared of each other because everybody got these humongous motors.
They just take them big ass motors. They need to take them big ass motors and put them in a car that can handle the car and with enough tire on it and race, man. All that. He gotta have a 28 on. He ain't got a 275 on. He gotta have
I heard my man say it once on the show. He said he has tested his car with 28s and he's tested with 29s. And he said he hasn't seen a difference in it. And he one of the most lucrative drag racers out there, Scotty G. And I hear more dogs all the time hollering about get on 28s, get on 29s. I've said it before and I'll say it again and again and again. Most of all your drag races, and this is just not here in Chicago, you are not stipping races to race. I use Wick for an example several times, and I'll do it again. I hear Wick quite often try to stip races to create a race. But most of all the guys out here stipping racing, you stipping out of a race. You're not going to stop adding a stip to it until you get out that race that you just got in. That's why I had a show last week. Larry and I had a show last week, and our show was, do you think that stipping is killing racing, and should it be limited to a minimum? The reason we doing a show last week about it. You book a race, I book a race with Chuck, then I won't stop skipping until he's all, oh, man, fuck that, I ain't finna do that. Well, that's what I really want to hear anyway. That's really what I want to hear. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, you got a lot of racers stepping themselves out the race anyway because they don't want to race, man. And you got all these classes.
That's why I say they step themselves out the race.
Right. You got all these different classes, baby. You know, there's a reason why they put 275s on. You don't see too many. You know, they just racing their own class, man. This is a new generation from what you grew up seeing. They just doing everything different, man. The culture is just like everybody like Uncle Larry said, like my brother just there said, the culture is changing, man. Culture has changed because of what they see on YouTube. That's it. Hey, you want to get it back old school, you just you think still brothers said like you and Uncle Larry.
I'm glad you guys made this show tonight, Friday night, what's the night? What's the day? The 9th of August, I think the 9th.
Yeah, baby boy, you know, me and Mr. Baby Wallace show coming on tomorrow night. And then, you know, we got this race coming up on the 6th of June also, Big Sham. US 41, and this time we're gonna have a shocker. We're gonna have all races all day long, you know. So, you know, we just trying to make this thing good, baby boy. But they, baby boy, I work the difference, baby boy, because see, baby boy, one thing about me, and I have to say this, baby boy, I've always been a person where I always try to reach a happy medium with somebody. And if we can't negotiate, then I have another alternative. It was either to get away, you know, or fade away, you know. And when I say fade away, that means get away permanently. When I say get away from them because they ain't trying to be negotiable. What they talk about, I don't want to hear. My thing with it is this here. It's a happy medium everywhere. And baby boy, I beg the difference, man. If you go back on the shows and you listen, I've always said that if a person want to race a quarter, if a person want to race the eighth, all that's fine with me. I don't have a difference with that. It ain't going to do nothing but bring more revenue because you're satisfying both sides. When you're satisfying both sides, that brings both groups of people in and so far and so on. Regardless of what I liked and what I didn't like, I never spoke on it. You know, I just want the thing to be good, man. You know, and that's the realm of life that I'm in, man. You know, I can't speak for nobody else, but that's the realm of life that I'm in. I just want to see it all work out, man. You know, and I want to enjoy myself because I don't want to go nowhere, man, and drive no 8, 9, and 12 and 1,300 miles, man, for no chaos. I can stay right here and see all the chaos I want to see. You know. So I'm still searching for that brother from another mother, and I'm still searching for that friend to the end, man. You know, and hey, that's what it's going to be about.
Well, I got a little background noise. I'm feeding my face. Cadillac Joe, where you at?
I'm right here, baby. I'm right here. Come on back with it. Uncle Larry, I like what you were saying. From a friend to it, I'm looking for a friend to the end. I just want to know one thing, man. Can I get something to eat? You got some popcorn? Got you some tea? What you drinking on?
I got some crab legs. I got some crab legs, lobster tail.
Huh?
I got some crab legs, lobster tail.
Well, hey, as long as you got you some kind of cold beverage or got your little alcohol, blame it on the alcohol. But the real thing about it, man, is that you're getting a little insight and you're learning a little something. And we're trying to get logic on this drag racing. This drag racing thing is really come from the street and the street racing that's put drag on there, and you got drag racing. Because if you get a speeding ticket, what they going to put? They going to say you was just racing. They going to say you was drag racing with a grudge with it because you had another. Took two, it makes it sound interesting. That's what I think. But like I say, these topics that we have, we come up with, they be pretty good, man, because a lot of people don't know, and you help somebody who don't know know something. So now they know what we know. But like I say, and when Chuck came on, he was talking about the big tire versus the little tire. He made a value point, like another guy was talking today did, that the small tire, everybody ain't trying to run on the big tire. They want to run a small tire because everybody trying to cheat. That's what you call a snitch, trying to snitch it and trying to fix it so they can go fast. Everybody wants to go fast. So you got to go what's shorter, what's quicker for you. That's how I go. You understand what I'm saying? That's just how it is. You there, baby boy? Baby boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So that's just how it is. So when a lot of guys, they don't run big tires. When you go to track, and he said something that made me think, and I had to admit, it's smaller tires now. So everybody trying to go fast on some smaller, but safety is on a bigger tire to me. But that's just my preference.
Hey, Kyla?
Yes, sir.
Tell some of the guys that got the power, the big tires, because they don't want so much. They want the big tires to give them a whole lot. So, I got a big tire, little tire killer.
I kill little tires. But if that's what you like, then that's another story. So, you know, hey, that's just what I like. You know, some people say big tires is ancient. Some people say little tires is the way to go. I differ. I got to stick with what I like. So we all got our points and what we want to go with. So we just have to roll with the flow. And say, we hope we got the right boat. That's it. That's all. Like this right here. That might be the one. Would you agree? Might be a little bit more, might be a little bit less.
I do agree.
Might be the one.
I hope I have, do I got background noise, Cadillac?
No, you clear.
Okay. Well, a lot of the guys that came on, which is me, Uncle Larry, done it earlier, Truck, DC. It was a lot of guys that were knowledgeable about the topic. And, you know, that's all it's about, man. It's about living and learning. And if a person don't live and learn, I don't want to know somebody that know everything, because he don't tell me a bunch of bullshit and get my ass to out the top.
What'd you say, baby? That's a bunch of caraca. Caraca la laca. I understand all that. But, you know, like I say, the guy who think he know everything, I welcome him, because he don't know everything. But it's just about, you know, sharing knowledge and learning. And, hey, man, that's what these shows are for sometimes. You know, you get a little bit more than you expect, because everybody trying to be on that same page, trying to find out what you know. What I know is what you know now, because we share information, no matter how big it is or how small. You know, because you got some guys that's out there just might be tuning in. That might be what they need to hear. So, you know, that's a two-way situation. But my whole thing is...
And some guys don't care about the knowledge part about it. They are already knowledgeable. And if you're not too knowledgeable, they'll get your ass up there and take your money.
Yeah, you got a point. That's like them East Side cats, man. Them East Side strugglers, stranglers. Them stranglers, they something else. Them my cats, man. There's one thing I will say about them guys. They are diehard fans, man. They get it in.
Not so much they diehard fans. They were race. Don't get it. Don't
they diehard. They to the end, baby. I say they to the end. They'll go, man. Them guys, man, I seen them guys going. They had problems with the car, man. They just love racing, man. You see, when you love racing, man, you're going to try anything. It ain't that you falling for anything. You're going to try something because you just want to see if it'll work.
Yep.
So when you catch it like that, you got to get them props, man. You got to give it up. And they say, toss it up, baby. Toss it up. Cadillac hitting on the mic. Hit that spin one time. Jeffrey, a.k.a. Jack, man, what you got in the box? Let me see. Hit that tune one time. See if we can get baby to rock his head or something. Baby boy, can you rock, man? Baby boy, I don't hear you rocking, baby.
I told you I'm feeding my face.
You feed your face again?
Come on, man.
Hey, baby, you can't be doing all that feeding your face, man. What you got in your face now, baby?
Man, I've been cooking all day. You don't think I'm supposed to eat?
You say what?
Now, listen, Cadillac. Now, you want me in a dinner plate or in that woman's plate? Now, which one you want me in?
You know what, baby? Wherever you feel, you can get full at. Get full, baby.
I'm sitting down eating it.
Now, what is that? Yeah, we got a lot of going on tonight. If you don't mind, could you mute your mic, brother? Wherever you are, we get all your static and everything, man. We trying to get some clarity over here. There we go. Appreciate it. Hey, Jack, hit that spot one time. Run it on in. Well, I guess Jack, he's sleeping on the job tonight. He must have had that Karen must have got to him. Stay out.
We the
blood. All right.
We making
noise. Oh, no. All right. Hey, Jack, can you find that noise? Mute that person's mic, man. We ain't got time for that. Why y'all playing, man? Come on, man. We having a good show, man. Let's everybody cooperate. Let's show respect. Let's get in where we fit in it. If you can't do that, you know what to do. That's what the Cadillacs say. You heard me? Yeah, baby boy, you still feeding your face?
Yes, I'm still feeding my face. I'm finna put my food up. Hold on, man. Hold on, one second.
I just want to say, man, we had some good racing this past weekend, man. It was real good at Cordovia, at Byron, Big Drag, and Donye. Tops off to those guys. They had two good shows. Everybody enjoyed themselves, and it was a lot of racing going on. So we want to say big ups to those guys.
We're going to the Grove Sunday.
You say what?
I'll be there every Sunday. I will be there, brother. I really enjoyed myself last weekend in a Big Drag race. I didn't make it out to Dunyay's race. And I heard a couple of guys talking about I'm going to put it out there because I feel like it's a whole lot of stress in the air. I'm going to have to put it out here about Dunyay being Gorgeous and
shit, here you go.
Baby Boy and the Clock South family is not this and that. Dungay, first of all, Dungay is from Chicago. Okay? And Dungay support every, I love Dungay because Dungay is from Chicago. So why not go and support a brother from Chicago? That's just me personally. Now, anybody else that got anything about me going to Dungay's race or anybody in Clock South going to support Dungay, guess what? You can kiss the fat part of you know what.
Hey, you know what? Hey, baby boy. We gonna leave that alone, man. We support who support us, man. We leave it alone,
that's
man.
That's right. You know. What I was saying, hey, baby boy, that's why I said a fan exchange ain't no robbery. If you give support,
man,
no matter what organization you belong to.
Check it out, baby.
If you give support, you get support. And that's just the bottom line. Long as we support each other, this thing can't do nothing but get greater, man. It can't do nothing but get greater. I don't care what organization you belong to, who you race for, or how you race. Even if you're just an outlaw, we're going to come and support. Support is important all the way around because without the support, we ain't got nothing going on, man. We got to support each other, man. And that's just the bottom line.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Can we get that background noise out the way? We got somebody that's been real rude with that background. Okay, go ahead,
D. Here's the deal with that, man. First of all, Daye is not Grudge 8. Daye is Daye. Grudge 8 is just had to be an organization he's affiliated with. And there was some talk on why he didn't
How you know?
And Daye didn't make it a drag because he had immediate death in the family. This is why he didn't go. Now, I've known Daye since he was a kid. And no later than day, I talked to his uncle who had that blue Monte Carlo, and I jumped on him why he didn't show up. I'm like, drag drove 100 miles to come down here to support you guys. And you didn't come over here. And he informed me that he didn't come because his car blew up. So what was he coming for? You know, this is why them guys didn't show up. I knew within myself it had to be some type of reason why he didn't show up more so than not just showing up and drag.
About a half inch long.
And I found out.
A three quarter.
Somebody talking in the background. This show is going crazy tonight. But the whole thing was Daye had death in the family and Keith blew his car up. I mean, what can a man do? You know, like Daye said himself, he sure there wouldn't be no problem in drag. He'd have made every event drag his hand. So why would he not have made this one? But the whole shebang to all of that, he's not Clocks Off. I mean, he's not grudging. I'm not Clocks Off. I'm a man first. I'm just affiliated with Clocks Off. I'm not going to not support Daye because he affiliated with Grudge Inc. I don't support Grudge Inc. I don't get out of the BS that they put out. But I'm not going to not support a brother that's affiliated with it. If the brother's straight, the brother's straight. If he's a white man, if he's straight, he's straight. Hell, if he's not, he's not. That's it. That's all.
That's perfect assessment right there. Well said. And as far as we do good racing at the Grove Saturday and Sunday too, man. Larry, it's fun day. You know, we all promote that because that's going to be the only really good race around the city. Because there ain't nothing going on at 41. I ain't heard nothing going on at 41. But I know at the Grove, I'm going to be up there Sunday. It's supposed to be some good racing up there.
You should close it down.
They close it down?
I said you should close it down.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
close it out, man.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to force the will on people to do the things they should do from day one. When you know a kid not doing, hey, it's like this, hey, you're ready to China where you're having to go. If you don't, you have to turn their backside to make them correct themselves. Sometimes you have to do certain things to make certain things come to fruition. If they stop supporting 41 will come around and do the things that it needs to be done to first of all make the track a better track Second thing, he would correct that incident that he stated that that's good for that nigga. That's the first thing he would do. He would clarify that. He would get some clarity with that. And then, like I said, he would do the things that need to be done to that track. That's two things need to be addressed. And then what do you address it by hitting him in his pocket, not showing up?
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, this is the main reason me and Uncle Larry and Dee have a show called Tell It Like It Is. I have one way to tell it. I don't know of a one way. And that's the right way.
Right. That's the only way.
Uncut, unadulterated truth. That's the uncut, unadulterated truth. They need to stop going to that truck. I'll never go back to 41 again until he do something about that statement he made. Once that is clear, then, you know, my thing is a mile of 20 may not hurt you, but it damn sure won't help you.
Yeah, and they don't have too many of them people out there going in races anyway. You know, it ain't like Byron.
Yeah.
Byron is fair no matter what. They go racing out there. They don't even be tripping about you up there. And they don't be tripping about you up there.
That's it, man. That's it.
Well, that's about time somebody stepped up. You know, I mean, the last couple of years, this dude, whoever owns the track, you know, went to different owners, and even whoever had the track, always something came up. You know what I'm saying? It's about time. That's just what, you know, if we're going to shut it down, just not go. Because there's other tracks that we can go to besides that one, for sure.
Yeah, you say it in that pocket. Things start straightening up real fast.
Yeah.
You don't beat them physically. You beat them financially.
Hey, Barry. I just want to tell you, right on it. Right on, baby.
That's what it is, man. You have to defeat a man financially. You do not defeat him physical fitness. Physical.
That's how we have to do it.
Yeah, you got to defeat them financially. Hit them in them pockets, and I guarantee things start changing real fast.
Indeed, that's right. That's it. It changed real, like a blink of the eye.
The blink of an eye, that's right.
That's
stop
what you have
going.
To do.
Don't give a but, you know, we just one among many that's saying that, and we're one among many that's still going to go. So, you know, you stand for something or fall for anything, man.
That's what I say. But I guess we'll get better than later.
But that's the same thing, kind of, I'll be saying about the conforming on to the eighth of mile race. It's the same thing, you know. We just go along with what they do because we will. Bottom line, man, I go back to what B.S. said all the time. He said it best. I want to be seen on YouTube. I want someone to be able to say, oh, man, I seen you on YouTube. Man, I seen that brother call on YouTube. Man, he's flying. Man, that he made a pass 2 weeks ago up at Martin. And practically everywhere I go, or every show that I go on, and like I said, I frequent all of them. The first thing they come out their mouth is when they talk about the North. Man, have you seen that player Donnie lay down? Tony Bass took the Tyrod in losing. And Wick, you can't get him on the phone. I mean, these are things you hear. Why? Because they've seen him on YouTube. Most of them that's talking was not at the track, but they've seen him on YouTube.
Yep.
So everybody wants to be seen. And YouTube is a way of being seen around the world without going there.
Well, like I said before, we need somebody to advocate for what we're doing. Do the same thing. That's all we need is the same application. That's it. We got people to do it. Just do it.
What's going to happen with that, man? When you go from the north, it has happened in the past. Uncle Larry has said it many times in the past. I'm sure he'll say it again tonight. When you go from here to those places and you start doing some winning, those films don't be shown on YouTube because we don't have anyone filming them.
Right.
They don't make it to YouTube. I don't want to make it to YouTube. It's the losses that the North takes. The wins don't make it.
Right. The wins
so
don't make
what
it.
What am I saying? And what am I saying? Do I really have to say more? The wins don't make it. Only the losses make it. Okay, why would I push Grudge Inc. when I'm part of Clocks Off? I'm not part of Grudge Inc. I belong to Clocks Off. So why would I push Grudge Inc.?
Right.
So why would you feel me? Why would they push our wins? We don't want to see Danye. I want to see Danye work again. That's what we want to hear.
That makes the ignorance of the game, though. I feel this makes the ignorance of the game because we all...
No, baby. No. I bet the difference. That's not making it ignorance of the game. This is what I'm saying. Now, check this out. Bros Candy Company is not going to push another candy, Leaf Brand Candy.
Right.
It's going to push Bros Candy.
Right. Right.
So
what I'm saying,
if Lee Brand don't have anyone to advertise his candy, so be it. Eat him up. Let's swallow him up whole. Okay? It's the same thing with this race.
You make all
it's the same thing with this race to me.
You just don't have Brock Candy or Eminem. You don't have Mars Candy or Eminem or Brock Candy on the shelf of a convenience store or a supermarket. No. You want variety, right? So... you got to have some type of direction to push candy as a whole. That's what I'm saying. Wrigley's own the Wrigley family, the Tribune, WGN, a whole lot of other companies, but they knew reporters and they got things, so everybody collaborate basically on the same page to make money. That's what I'm getting at, brother. I'm not saying, well, he's better than me and he's just going to push his product and he's just going to make his brand better. No, I understand he's going to try to make his brand better with marketing, but we all in the same boat.
Check this out here. We say we all in the same boat, but let's look at reality for what it is. When we look at YouTube, are we all in the same boat? No, we're not.
No.
Check this out, baby. If we was all in the same boat, YouTube will have the North Wind Zone as well as the South Wind Zone. You don't see no North Winds. You only see their defeats. We're
you
not in the same boat.
You know why?
Yes,
just like the brother just said. We don't have nobody up here to put that on YouTube that's going up the bar and the 41 to the surrounding track of Chicago and the land area to put it on YouTube to say, well, you know what? We got a voice also. That's what I'm saying to you. What you're saying to me make all the sense in the world. But what I'm saying is just what that brother just said. He said, well, why we don't have a video article that's in Chicago that we accept and we love and he doing everything he got to do to make the report valid on YouTube? Why we don't have that? Why, so then we have to be in an argument with the guys from the South saying, well, they faster than us and they this and they that and they going to do this and they going to do that. It's a reason why. You got to kick your own stuff in the ass. If you're not doing nothing to make your own situation better, how's somebody else going to make it better?
All right. Well, guess what? Clocks Off needs to do two things. They need to hire their own videographer and do what we just talked about. Simple as that. That way we don't have to worry about what they do in the South. We worry about what they do right here in the Shy, what they do in the Midwest and on the East Coast. If it's that serious, you get your own videographer. Simple as that.
and we can push it just like we push everything else. You know what I'm saying? It's just that simple. Ain't no use arguing about it.
And that makes more sense to me than just saying, well, they have more people coming down in their races and this and that and this and that and this and that. No, it's not. Make it more attractive to somebody to come to our races in the North. We only have, three or four months to race in the North, honestly. And they got damn near the whole year to race. So they got more racing coverage to cover. First and foremost, we have limited time to do what we have to do. So about 2 months ago, we had rain, we had snow, we had this, we had that. And they was like, well, we down here racing. What y'all doing up there in the North? And everybody in the North had to say, you know what? They're right, because we don't have the weather that they have. But then they said, well, the race that y'all had in Miami, y'all didn't have no 40-something girls race. It's a fucking lie. I saw it. I was there.
Well, ain't no use in fighting that because you ain't gonna win on that, baby. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Look, we got clocks off, man. We got clocks off, and we can do the same thing they can do. You want to promote the races around Chicago, Michigan, Indiana, Iowa? You can promote those. You know what I'm saying? You can do the same thing. Once again, the culture's changed. Once it's put on, everybody's got electronic. Everybody's got, look, they got HD on the damn TV on the phones right now. See, you can watch an HD program football game on your phone, man. The culture's changed. You know what I'm saying? We don't even have to be talking about them, because get the videographer next year. Look, we about to shut this down this year up in the shot. Are you telling me that clocks off with the crew that they got, can't get prepared for 2015. I'm not talking bitch talking, people talking about what they're going to do. I'm talking about Clocksoft as an organization, because that's what we're talking about here, how we're going to make Clocksoft better 2015, summer 15, 2015 come April when it's ready to race, April, May. You know what I'm saying? Then all the deep into here. That's when it really needs to get on. We getting on all late. Well, we can't be blaming the weather. Look, we're going to be racing. I guarantee you we're going to be racing until October. If it's 60 degrees in October, 50 degrees in October, 60, 70 degrees in October, they're going to be racing. Guess what? This May and April, it was 60 and 70 degrees. Here wasn't nobody was racing then. They start racing until June, July. You know what I'm saying? We got to get our own thing together. We got something right now. Clocks off racing. Let's continue to promote that demonstration. You know what I'm saying? And that's it, to get what they're doing in the South. And you don't really need no heavy hitters to promote the 1320, because they got some fast 1320s right there that you can put on YouTube, and people are going to love to see that. They're going to love to see it. The crowd is there anyway. We got the crowd all over the place. Same crowd they got down South, same crowd we got up here when they race the 1320. Promote that. And then that right there is going to make clocks off better. And it's not even about being better. It's just about more better racing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I don't care what they do in the South. It's good what they're doing down there. I like it, whatever the case. But we're going to promote 1320, promote 1320, man. Promote clocks off like they do it down there. We can do that. Y'all can do that. Y'all can find somebody to do that.
Couldn't have been said better.
Well, see that right there with what that caller just said. That's the way it is, man. That's what time it is, right there. Now, you get with your program, we get with our program. Do your thing, we're going to do our thing, man, and keep it moving. That's it.
Keep it moving. Like Uncle Larry said, we're going to promote everybody. We can accept them.
Promote everybody, man. That's it.
We flexible, but we going to mainly promote what we do the most. Yeah, we can accept them coming here and having a good time. Nobody on this radio can say that, on the telephone can say that we didn't have a good time when they came up here. Whatever the controversy was in Grudge Racing, they cannot say they didn't have a good time. Whatever the race they was doing, we had a good time. Promote Clocks Off 1320, man, around the East and the Midwest I guarantee you there's brothers on the South that's going to – they come up here anyway, man, to run that. Some of them do come up here and run the quarter just to prove a point that we can do it.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken,
right.
Tony Bynes did it, came up here with an eight-mile car, ran the quarter and kicked somebody's ass. Talked about it on the show. So it ain't like they won't do it. Make it exciting for them. They going to want to get in it. You know what I'm saying? They going to want to prove a point. And 8 miles going to want to prove a point.
That's it. They want to prove that point.
I remember a couple years ago, man, maybe about 4 or 3 weeks. And Big Drag said, I remember him saying that, you know, he ain't tripping about the 8 mile because whatever his car going to do in the quarter it's going to do in the eighth, he going to run it like that. I heard him say that out of his mouth. And that brother races the 8 mile. I didn't see him change up too much to do what he did in the 8 mile. He made his car run what it was supposed to run. I remember Tree Lug and them going all the way down to Mississippi when this YouTube stuff hit, bam. Thought they can run that 8 mile with them, and they showed that they got their ass whooped when they went down in Mississippi. They got beat up. And it wasn't until later that they started getting that knowledge about what they was doing down there in the 8th, man, and then that bloomed up into whatever that was. But they ain't going down there talking that shit no more. They promoting what's up here. What's up here? Clocks off, 13:20. That's the racing right there. Get in where you fit in. And that's what we do. Enjoy everybody else and just keep it moving, baby.
I feel basically the same way, but if you're a bad summer gun, you can go all across the world if you're a bad son of a gun. Don't Tony Bass do it?
Well, who's a bad son of a gun in Chicago? That's Donnie. He a bad son of a gun. You exactly right.
Well,
and that's what he do. He go all over the place. And you can't, and it's exciting. Whatever he do is exciting. Fade to Black is exciting.
Exactly.
You remember the Regal, the Ghost. Remember the Ghost? Remember that car?
Mm-hmm.
When it first came out, I didn't know nothing about that car. Man, when I saw that car up in Byron, that car was the showstopper. That car was the showstopper in the 30s. Man, please. I'm telling you right now, man, we promote what we got because we got it. We got it. We got it, and we got the people who got the cars, too. So we need to promote them.
And you know what? I do agree because there's a lot of guys that's around the Chicago, surrounding areas in Indiana, Michigan, and in Detroit. They got real, real nice cars, and they do race their cars, man. You got to give it to them, and I got to get all the guys, man. Every last from Lil Tony to Brian Davis to Leakin Leon to Eastside Stranglers to Cadillac Joe to the Buick Boys to the Big Drags to the everybody that's somebody that got those cars, man, that's take their time out to fix those cars, first of all. Load those cars up and then travel with them and then knock them off the trailer and then tack them in and then get to the water box and then go down that track, man. I don't respect those guys because that's a lot of work within one day, man. And bet they hard-earned money. You got to respect them, man. You got to, man. Yeah, I feel like it's like something just took a hole of guys that got these cars that won't engage, man. Let's do some more grudge race. The guys that do got cars, man, if you want to run a guy, man, run a guy for $500, man. I lost last weekend at Big Drag Race. I lost two. I bet it on one race. I lost. The other race I won. And then the other race I lost. I say, man, you know what? That's how racing goes. But I took my hard-earned money. I took my time out from that day, which was Sunday, to go down to support Big Drag, then get there to the track, lose my money, then come back home with my ass knocked loose.
It is what it is, man.
Wait a minute. Breaking news. Hold on, baby. You say you did what, baby? You lost your back end and you lost it, did you? Hey, baby, what happened? It just broke off on you.
Hey,
baby,
hey,
I'm mad. You hung out with me for a minute. I didn't get none of that money, baby boy. I'm going to stop listening.
Hey, man, listen, man. Hey, Big Ma. Is that Big Ma?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
No, man, Big Ma. What's going on? Hey, Big Ma, I was on the other side of the truck, man. I lost all my money. I come out of there regular, man.
Hey, man, I enjoyed myself, man. I had to support drugs, man, and come out there with you fellas, man. I'm glad we were able to hang out. But look, man, y'all got a good show going on. I just wanted to step in and say hi. I'm going to stand on mute.
His ass whooping these dominoes.
What's going on, Big Mom, man? We appreciate the support, brother.
Yes, sir, man. All day, baby boy. Ain't no doubt.
That's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. You know. So, you know, like I say, I just feel, you know, me personally, I just feel like, you know, the guys that do got these cars and stuff like that, it's worn out. I don't want nobody, if you don't got oil pressure, and if you do have oil pressure, I feel like the guys that don't have oil pressure, just, you know, be quiet until you do got it. And
yes,
the guys that do got oil pressure, man, engage with somebody that you like, you know.
Hey, well, check this out here. I'm going to make this even better because this show here promotes all that racing, right? And, you know, the East Side Stranglers, they come on the show. You got Ground and Pound come on the show. You got the Purest Boys come on the show. You know what I'm saying? What we really ought to be doing, if you're going to engage in some racist controversy, man, well, why, you know, you need to have people from them groups on the show. You know what I'm saying? Make them race. They got enough cars to go against each other.
The thing is about the controversy side is this here. You're going to have so many people on the show that's doing all the arguing, and then when they get to the track, they ain't going to do no racing. They're not going to do it. So my thing is this here. This is a neutral. I'm going to stay neutral in it. The neutralness is this here. The guys that got cars engage. The guys that want to bet with the guy, so it makes it an even playing field. So if you want to put in on their pot of $500 or $1,000, you don't got to race for big money. Everybody be trying to outbet somebody and stuff like that. That's why a lot of races don't be getting on, and other people stand in somebody's business. That's another reason races don't be getting off, because you have so many people saying, well, you know, he runs such and such, and I saw that guy do this. Man, he spraying him down. Man, shut the hell up. Let them people race. If I feel I can beat Cadillac Joe in a race, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to race Cadillac Joe. You, D, Uncle Larry, Gunner Picks, Uncle Leroy, whoever, can't tell me not to race Cadillac Joe because I feel I can beat him.
But see, now you're talking style 1320 races. Now you're talking clocks off races. Now you're talking, because that's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. We ain't talking about you got to look like me and everything else, like what you said in earlier. We're talking about if I see that I'm coming to get you, I'm coming to get you. Look, man, this is Smooth Criminal. I got a photo move. You know what I'm saying? I can't get to it this year, but I guarantee you, I saw that Ground and Pound wagon. Man, I want to dance with that car. I don't have no oil press right now.
How you doing, champ?
Hey, champ.
What's going on?
Hello, is this a gentleman? A lady? How's everybody doing this evening?
We doing fine, champ. You ready for next week?
Ready? Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, cause next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Well, you people enjoy your meal. Come on, baby.
Yeah, baby. The midgets, baby. The midgets. Cadillac gonna knock them out.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, baby. I got breaking news, man. I got breaking news.
Go ahead.
What about these nuts in your...
Tell like Joe, come on, man. Leave me alone, dude.
Hey, baby.
Leave me alone, dude.
Hey, baby. I'm going to be able to tell you in a minute, baby. As soon as I get this little midgets going, what they call scrambles out the way, it's going to be going down, baby. I'm going to tell you. You got booking rights. That's all I'm going to tell you. You know what booking rights is, right?
Well, the thing is about I had booking rights. You told me I had booking rights anyway. That's fine.
You gonna have you better do that cornbread.
You talking to me?
Cornbread.
Yeah, I think you're talking to you.
cornbread, baby.
No, not at all. I want you to have.
You gonna take that cornbread off the
plate? I'm passing this down to. Hey, no, hey, don't pass your cornbread to him. That's your cornbread.
Ray, I'm a grown man. Okay, I'm not gonna eat this cornbread. If he wants the cornbread, damn it. Have
done now. If he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread. Fuck him. Hey, man, he gonna eat his cornbread. All right. Fuck you,
Ray. Look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle it.
If you let him have your cornbread, you're going to be ironing his drawers and clipping his toenails.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Oh, motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that. Because I'm from New York City, goddammit. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Get up!
God, like Joe, I don't want your cornbread. I got my own cornbread.
Do you understand the cornbread and the repercussions? Do you understand the cornbread and the repercussions? Do you understand?
Yeah.
See, that's what
I
you
really
got to
do
here to bring. See, brothers, Lacey, you got to talk it and walk it, baby. That's what you got to do. When you ain't got that pressure, you got to stand down. You can't say
right.
Nothing.
You can't say nothing.
See, this is the thing. If you listeners don't understand, I'm going to put you inside the door. Cadillac got all pressure, but the Cadillac ain't running right now because he got technical difficulties right now. But when the Cadillac gets his technical difficulties out the way, man, down on these steps, I'm going. See, I got to be quiet. I can't talk that gangster, and I can't be the gangster. You understand what I'm saying? Because see, the gangster, you got to walk the walk, so when you get one of them little mud heads stick their head up, you squash them like a jelly bean. And then you say, ugh, I'm bad. I'm that cat. That's what I am. Trust me. But Cadillac got to stay on the side and just watch right now. That's what I got to do. So you do what you do best. You watch and learn. Don't take it personal. You got to take it for what the game is. You got to learn. You'd be surprised what you see when you're sitting on the side. You see this, you see how that guy move. You pick what you need to get next to. I got who I'm going to get next to. As soon as I get these technical difficulties out the way, excuse my French, down on they, ta-da, I go. That's here. And that's what the Cadillac says. Book 1 and 5. I'm on the break. Check it out.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
You got anybody in particular?
Man, I got about 5 of them. I ain't saying nothing until I get my bugs out the way. I got bugs. I can't come with no excuses, man. I got up at 131. Got my back blew out, world. I got Cadillac got blown the freak out the water. But you know what? Cadillac found a boat
and got a little piece of plastic and came back to show, and I put myself back together, and I'm going back in the battle. But I gotta do what I gotta do. Cause see, this world out here called the grudge world, it ain't no joke. It's grown men out here. If you're a boy, you're gonna get squashed. I ain't no boy. I'm all man. I got big kahunas. You heard me? I ain't playing with it. Let these nuts swing where they hit. And they hit you in your head, that's just where you get hit like a coconut. Pop, pop. That's all the Cadillac gonna say.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But you heard it from the Cadillac joke. But you heard it. And that's what it is, you know. So.
Hey, baby. That's real, man. See, you have to understand. It's like this here with this race game. You got to be able to lose, man. It's a lot of guys can't stand to lose, man.
Cannot stand to lose.
Yo, they can't stand to lose. They don't know how to lose. The same thing it takes to win, take to lose. You still got to have a sense of humor and have integrity. See, I'm a cat. I got integrity. I'm about integrity here. If you beat me, man, I'm still going to come up to you and shake your hand, and I'm going to figure out a way to come back and get you. Because it ain't over. If I had to beat you 20, try to beat you 20 times, I'm coming 20 times. But when I ain't gonna have to come all that many times. I'm coming right to work. Yes, sir. Talk to the left.
Hey, you know what? I had bought a car one time. Me and my old man was together. So I bought the car from the guy. So after I bought the car, I was sitting in the car on the passenger side because my old man was driving the actual car. So I'm sitting in the passenger seat. So the old man walked to the car. My dad walked to the car and said, "The old man want to shake your hand." I say, "The old man want to shake my hand for what?" He said, "Because you bought the car." I say, "I ain't going to shake that man." He said, "Man, that's gratitude. You got to have integrity about yourself because that's the way it's supposed to go." I got out the car, shook the old man's hand. He said, "You got a nice car here, son." He said, "Enjoy it." I said, I think I will." He said, "No, enjoy it." I said, "Okay, I know I am." Because I knew it, you know what I'm saying? It was just the integrity with him, with another man, bad something from him, or they swapping money. You understand what I'm saying?
But see, you have to look at it. It was the integrity, but it was your style, your swag. The old man that you sold his car, that he bought, you bought his car, he liked your style. It wasn't about the money. He liked that you... But he came on you on a whole nother level. But Dad had to pull your coat. Hey, he want to shake your hand, man. He like your style, but you didn't see that, did? So you have to understand this drag racing thing, man. This grudge racing, we call it. This sport that we love and we care so much about, man. You have to have style in it, man. A lot of cats don't have no style. A lot of cats, they don't know how to talk to you unless they got to call you an H and a B and all that. Cat, if you want to race me, I can't talk to you because I ain't no fool. See, a fool do foolish things. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't no fool, so I ain't doing foolish things. So, I mean, I fall for anything you bring to me. You can't come to the Cadillac, correct? Cadillac don't want to race you because I don't need to race you. I do this because I want to, not because I have to. You have some cats, they have to do this. You got some cats that work the circuit. They got to run somebody to pay this fare that called up to all these tracks that cost money. You understand what I'm saying? They want them big fans. So if they can corrupt you, con you, whatever, they trying to get in your pocket anywhere they can. Even though they're going to try to cheat you. They're going to tell you, like, man, you know what? Man, you know what? I just broke my lower control arm, and they just took the pin out of it. But they had it fixed so well, when they pulled up to the line, it broke. Oh, man, he'd rather pay you that punk out if it was $300, $500, or $1,000. Than to lose that $10,000 or that $5,000 or that $3,000. You got to recognize the game when the game come to town, you understand? Because the game come to town all different kind of ways, shape, forms, and fashion, colors and everything. If you relate to what the Cadillac bring, hit the one button. I'm kicking this real game to you cats out there, man. Cadillac coming, boy, to a town near you this year. But Cadillac got to get right first, though, because I ain't going to take – I ain't coming to lose. I'm coming to win. That's all I got to say. I got a big tie 68 Camaro, Tom Blue, and she true. She get all that. She get it all, baby. She get all that money. She suck it up from you. You know how you eat, how you have a milkshake and you get the sucking you want all of it. That's how she gonna suck all your cash out you. And she gonna get you. And the Cadillac wheeling and he driving it. I come to get my money from y'all. And you know who you are out there on this line. I'm just standing down right now because I ain't got true oil pressure. I got oil pressure, but I got difficulties right now. So as soon as we iron these out, Cadillac going to be at you. Whatever you want to bet, bet it. Whatever. If it's $5, we're going to go around you. We're going to go to the next one. You understand? But we just want to have some fun. It ain't about how much you bet. It's about that you having fun and everybody get a chance to engage, man. That's all it's about. That's what time it is. So that's what it be like. So you got to understand how this grudge game go. This grudge game ain't no joke. These cats be serious about this money, man. They serious about this money. They ain't nothing but $100, $200, $500, $2,500, $3,000, $15,000, or $1,000. They serious about it. And you have to stick what kind of race you trying to go up against so you don't get combobulated and get twisted. You thought it was one way, it was another way. You have to listen. Trust me, listen. And like the old saying is, old school, listen, and you will learn something, or you will get done. But if you listen, you ain't going to have to worry about that because you already know where you're going. If you're going to race a cat, stipulate, man, I want to race before dark, before 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock. If you don't do that, guy holds you off all night. Wait for the dude to come down and say, do you.
Cadillac.
Cadillac,
you got something on there.
Who?
Cadillac.
Big Mel.
Yes, sir.
That ain't how you stay in the bushes, man. I could be in the bushes. That ain't how you stay in the bushes.
Man, I ain't standing no bushes, man. I'm standing up like the tree. When I go to the water, when I go to let that water, I stand up. I don't squat. Come on.
I didn't say all that. I just said, you know, you was talking about how your car ain't got the right oil pressure and all that. It ain't right. It's supposed to be in the bushes.
I'm in the bushes, but I'm still standing up. What else I'm going to do? I'm going to get you, too. I said that. I'm letting you know. I'm going to get you. Now, if you don't want no trouble, you just keep it on the low.
I'm just showing you how to be in the bushes, man.
What you mean? What you mean you showing me how to be in the bushes? How should I be in the bushes? Like that? I don't think so.
That's how you be in the bushes. That's how you be in the bushes, brother. That's how you be in the bushes.
I ain't in the bushes like that. I can't be like that. Now, you know better than anybody. You can't just be in the bushes, man. When you're doing this,
if you're talking loud, you need to be on the track.
Well, I'm talking loud to let you know I'm coming. That's all I said. That's all I said. Just like when I seen you the other day, you was doing, what was you doing? You was trying to get right, right? Right or wrong?
Not me, because I'm in the bushes. You don't even know who you're talking to.
Say what?
I say not me, because I'm in the bushes. You don't even know who you're talking to. I'm just trying to tell you how to be in the bushes, man. You got to be in the bushes. I'm going to jump out the bushes and bust your ass in the head, though, one of these days.
Yeah, you jump out there and do that, whoever this is. I thought it was somebody else. This ain't who I thought it was, but who is this?
It's the man in the bushes, man. I'm trying to teach you how to be in the bushes.
The man in the bushes, all right, man in the bushes, stay in the bushes till you get out the bushes. I ain't in the bushes.
I'm trying to pull your ass back in here. You keep running up out of here. I'm trying to keep you up in this motherfucker.
Hey, I don't want to get comfortable up in there. I can't get comfortable. I got to move.
But I'm just saying, what I'm saying is basically, you talking a lot of racing shit like you ready to race. But you saying at the same time you ain't got no oil pressure. So one of the two, you either in the bushes or you ain't.
I ain't in the bushes. I can't be in the bushes.
Get your ass down there. Don't lock me in because you ain't good at locking in. Get your ass down
there. I ain't locking in nothing right now. I just told you why I'm not locking in. I got a few technical difficulties. I'm trying to get ironed up. But I am coming out. I'm just waiting so I can come out. That's all. I'm just letting the world know. That's it.
All right, Cadillac. I'm
back in the bushes.
I'll holler at you later.
Hey, Perm, take it easy, baby. I'm
going to
see you shortly, Perm. This
ain't that ain't who you think it is, man.
All right, Perm.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
Would you let some of the people know about the website, the new website and stuff that we got on Clocked Off and the new forms and stuff? They need to go in and check some things out, man. We got some hell of a things in there on that Clocked Off website.
Well, I let them know again. I let them know earlier. But we got clockedoff.com where you can go on and find out the updates on the coming races to you. We got T-shirts. And we got shoes and hats coming, and you can find out what your next Clocks Off event is going to be at. Look on, go to Clocks Off, man. Free website. Go on there, pitch on. You can see up to date videos of races that done come and went, and all that. Get updated. You gonna see the Cadillac on there in a minute. Talking about yay yay. So that's the whole deal. Keep it live, keep it grooving. Baby boy, where you at?
Hey, do we have any race reports for Milan tonight?
Nobody's checked in yet.
Not yet. I'm on the internet now. I'm trying to get Detroit here and to see if he posted anything yet. What up, Cat? Like, I'm here, man. I'm on the internet. I'm trying to work the listen to you and work the phone at my phone at the same time. So good show, Cadillac. Good show, baby. I'm in the bushes.
Yeah,
hey, I just want to let y'all know, man. I had a great time at Bahrain last weekend, man. This Melvin, I got a bunch of background noise, so I'm gonna be in and out. But I had a great time over there with Drag. I look forward to his next race that's coming up, and I'm going to Milan tomorrow. And I think Willie Dog may be there with Smokey. I'm going to see if I can get him to take the nitrous off so we can run motor to motor tomorrow. I'm going to see what I can do with that. But I'm going to go to Milan tomorrow to have some more fun, just like I was doing this weekend over there.
Hey, Mr. Melvin, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, you
were
company, Melvin.
I know, man. I'm back in the driver's seat now, man. I'm having fun.
Hey, Melvin.
Hey, Melvin Director, you was talking about that, man.
I'm still here, man. I'm going to hold on for 1 second. I'm going to come right back on.
Oh, Melvin can ride a little bit, too, boy.
Hey, Melvin,
drag, Melvin. Drag whooped his ass, but he can ride a little bit.
Well, he came to do what he came to do. He said he wanted to run a legend. That's what he did.
Yeah, he sure got in the ring with him. Got his ass knocked loose, but it is what it is. But you know, Cadillac, man, you guys, man, have good valid points about, you know, this grudge racing, man. You know, you got so many people, man, that really don't want a drag race, man. They really don't want to drag. They just want to have the say they got a car. And, you know, that it takes away from the grudge racing scene and the racing scene. The guys that do have cars, man, get your ass up there to that water box and turn them over and race for $500, man. $1,000. If I think you can win, I bet a couple of hundred. If I think you can win. Now, if I don't think you can win, I'm going to keep my money in my pocket.
Well, baby, I'm going to tell you like this here. I'm waiting to see all of them go. Well, you know, it was a beautiful thing a couple of weeks ago, man. We seen 43 grudge races, man. 44.
They stopped the shootout, man. They had a shootout at Martin, Michigan, man, 131. They had a shootout. They had to stop the shootout because there were so many people that were standing on the starting line Then they took so much time away from the actual event to where they said, Lil Tony said, all the guys that's grudging come in these three lanes. And then when they came to those three lanes, man, the shootout was maybe, it maybe was four cars left in the actual shootout. The other three lanes, dude, was filled with grudge cars, man. They grudge. I'm talking about back to back. I'm talking about, dude, they was racing, man. I got to give it to Lil Tony and Motor City Mafia, the clocks off. Man, they
hey, baby boy, check this out.
Good show. Uh-huh.
Me and Ty didn't get a chance to race last weekend, you know what I'm saying? I went down with his car. His partner was driving his car. That was my first time off on the trailer. We made a good run. I got my ass whooped, but the thing was I was in the other lane. I came to race, okay? So you know, even if you get your ass whooped, long as you're there drag racing, that's what it's all about. You're not going to win all of the races that you get in. And if I get my ass whooped the next 40 races, it's all about me racing. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And that's what that, you know what, Mr. Bill? I just wanted to say, it was nice meeting you, and you are a whatever you say over this line, I believe it, and you show me that you will get in that water box, turn them over, and you got a very, very nice car. You got a very nice car, Mr. Melvin, and it's pretty fast.
I'm not finished with it. You know what it is? My car, for me, my own personal life, it's my Sunday cruiser. When I get up on Sunday and I want to go to the track, I go to the track and I can go down that drag strip and enjoy myself and come back and park it and go back home, look at it sitting out there in the garage ready to go out next weekend. All this grudge and stuff,
right.
It's a good thing, but I'm not going to get rich off of it. It don't really matter to me, man. I've been doing it for 40 years. I just do this to enjoy myself in the car.
Right. That's a very nice car you got, brother. And that was on the motor?
Yes, that was all motor. That was all motor. No nices. I'm not going to put no nices on it. And he left on me, and I damn near ran his ass down. It did what I wanted it to do.
Yeah, well, you know, like I say, I saw some action.
Oh.
More so than these guys getting on this phone, getting all upset, getting their blood pressure getting all the blood pressure as it's supposed to be. About a race, and then when they get to the racetrack, they got so many stipulations, Mr. Melvin, they won't get to the water box. You know. So, like I say, you know, you heard it from Mr. Melvin. They got in the water, him and Drag got in the water, him and Drag car went down the track, and it was a very good race. You know, so it is what it is. And that's the excitement. And we had a very nice time, and, you know, we're going to try to do it again. Let nothing happen. That's for sure, man. So what you got going on up there, Mr. Melvin? You going to Milan? Mr. Melvin must have muted his mic or something. Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to the track tomorrow or Sunday? Because I'm reading the schedule and it says Fun Day tomorrow and Sunday at the Grove.
I can't say right now. You know, my grandbabies, they've been worrying me to death about taking them fishing before they go back to school. So, I don't know. I can't say right now because I might be in La Crosse, Wisconsin tomorrow. So, it all depends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up.
But I really enjoyed myself with Melvin down there. Melvin had a smile on his face. You never would have never known that he even lost the race. You know, it seemed like his main arteria and his arteria of goal was to come down there and the race. One of the big-time guys that came out of the Midwest, and that was Big Drag, you know. I kind of admire him for what he's done, you know, because it wasn't about the win or the loss. It was about the fact to him that he got a chance to watch one of the great ones. That's something that he always will be able to talk about, regardless of win, lose, or draw, and something that he can tell his children or grandchildren or whatever, that he got a chance to run somebody that was as popular as Big Drag has been up here in the Midwest, you know.
And that was a very
stand-up thing, I thought.
And you know what I took from it, Mr. Uncle Larry? It was more fellowship than anything, because Big Drag was a very good host. He had good hospitality with the food and everybody being comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Whatever anybody needed. Me and Lee Jr. went to another trailer with Lil Bookie's golf cart, and he needed a nitrous bottle. The man said, "Man, I'll hook that bottle up in there out of my car. Take that bottle, go on here and make you a pass," because he was in the quick eight that Drag had. Man, them guys, they were fellowshipping, man. That's what it was all about, Uncle Larry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then we got a chance to see some of the guys that raced it all back in the early 70s and so far and so on. We had Frog there. We had Harry Dog there. We had a lot of the old timers. And even L.A. even came and fellowship with us. He came all the way from down south, you know, to fellowship with us. Man, we had a wonderful time.
Yeah, Perry numbers there.
Just left, going down to Pulaski.
A couple of more guys from the south was there also.
But it was just really a wonderful thing, man. I really enjoyed myself, man. I enjoyed myself at both events, man. Got a chance to be around Donye, who has really stepped up to the plate. You know, got a chance to be with Big Drag, who has been one of the Midwest greatest. You know, and I don't even mention the host of people that I had around me, man. You know, because it seemed like everywhere I go, man, I really truly enjoy myself when it comes to fellowshipping with those guys, man, because it's guys that, you know, back in the past and the guys now, they all remember me as being who I am. And that's y'all call me Uncle Larry, but they remember me as Larry, you know, and it's a good feeling, man. You know, I even got a chance to be with Cadillac when we was at Donye's race, man, and Cadillac had a host of guys that was around him, and we all was getting together and laughing and joking and talking drag racing and having fun, you know. And it was a good thing, man. I enjoyed myself. I saved the closing time, you know. When I got down there at the main event, I wasn't even thinking about going to the house, you know.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of guys be biased about, you know, the people that, you know, in their circle and stuff like that. About, you know, who to hang out with and stuff like that, and those type of in that type of arena, you got to be a people person, and if you're not a people person, you'll miss out on a lot. You know what I'm saying? With fellowship and with people, you know what I'm saying? And man, for the last month, dude, I've been going to the track, dude. Oh man, I'm going tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Sunday, and I got to get my thing together with my kids and get them enrolled in school and, well, not so much enrolled in school, but ready for school. And after they get in school, we going back drag racing again. We going to go see some NHRA racing. So, man, dude, I want to see them play. I don't want to hear all this arrogant stuff. That's why I keep on preaching about guys that got these cars at the track. And you think you, I had the guy that got the ground to pound car, the blue station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over there messing with him, and I asked him. I say, the guy from Detroit, he want to run. He said, "I know he want to run me, baby. Well, I know he want to run me, but I got a little problem, and I ain't, you know, I'm gonna leave him alone." I said, "You all right?" He said, "Yeah, I'm all right." I'll see him again, though. I'll see him again. We'll play. I guarantee we gonna play again. He said, I guarantee we gonna play. So
I just left, you know, but it was a good time. Terrell and, you know, all the East Side guys. It was a lot of guys that was there, and they enjoyed themselves, man, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was really a good thing, baby boy, you know, and the other part about it was this here, you know, that was a super, super enjoyable part to me, but, you know, it gets bigger than drag racing when it comes to me and my life. You know, I always make God number one in my life, and I've been blessed with my 38th grandchild, you know, and my thing with that is, you know, I got so many good things going on around me, I can't help but try to do what's mandatory for me to do, and that's try to enjoy my life, you know, because they're a part of my life, and he is the greatest part of my life because he makes everything happen for all of us, not just me, you know, so I don't have no choice but to do what I do, baby boy. And I'm going to promote that. You know, I mean, if it get to a point where I have to do something a little different, if that's what the situation called for, then I got to do what a man got to do. But up until that point in time, man, I'm just enjoying life itself, you know. Got another little baby girl that I got a chance to, the good Lord gave me a chance to see while I was here, you know. So it's all good, man, you know.
Yeah, it's all for the good, Uncle Larry, man, you know. And you know, a lot of people miss that they let life experience overwhelm them in their actual life. You know what I'm saying? They let, you know, stress and stuff hinder them from of being a good people or missing their blessing and stuff like that. So you know, that's what life about is a drag race. That's what life is all. I got a stick on my refrigerator in my barbershop. They say life is a drag race, and it got the whole Christmas tree up there and everything. That's what it's all about, brother.
Yeah. Oh, Cadillac, I really had a ball with Cadillac, though. You know, and
man, Cadillac Joe funny is all I do for.
And I got that picture. Cadillac. I got that picture of his car too when he left there. He was toting them, baby. He picked them up about a foot and a half or so, and he went on down there. He shocked me, you know. And I'm glad to see that, you know, it's more than just a show with the man. The man automobile. The man automobile is really decent, you know. And I had to give him his credit for it, you know, because. When a person does something, if you don't give them their credit, then a lot of people refer to that as hating, you know. So I don't do none of that, you know. I just try to keep it on a certain level, you know. I give the just due where it's due at, you know.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell you one thing, huh? That's right. But you ain't seen none yet.
Yes, indeed. I had some fun with D. All of us got together, man. It was just, you know, a good time. Make it be a good time, you know. And ain't nobody got to get be focused and walk around with your lip poked out at this or that. You learn from your experiences, man, you know, and that's going to be one of your best teachers while you're down here. You know, so we just keep it moving, man, and try to make it good out of it. You know, at least that's what I believe in. You know, I can't force my thoughts on nobody else, but that's what I believe in because I don't know too many places that I go, man, that certain people that walk up and say, you know what, I got a chance to tie the voice with the face, with the person, and so far and so on, you know, and that make me feel good, man. It make me feel like I'm doing something good, you know, because I don't think people will wait around and will walk up to a person and say the things that's been said to me if I hadn't been trying to do something good, so... You know, I want all the fans and the people that I have ran across within the last 3.5 to 4 years or whatever the case is recently, because I know what my past, held for me. But the present, I feel real good about it.
Well, Uncle Larry, I've been knowing you for years, and you've always been the same person, dude. And, you know, you've always been a person of integrity and character. So... It says, you know, I'm 37 years old, and you twice my age, so you know what I'm saying? It says a lot about me calling you every day as a young man trying to get some direction and some type of good knowledge with my life, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't about drag racing, I can call on you or Cadillac or call on one of you guys, and y'all guys can direct me or give me some type of encouraging word to make a soothe the situation down. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that says,
cause, you
and
know,
that
the
says a lot
the
about
talking and all that stuff. That goes along with drag racing, man. We don't expect nobody to be no angel. You know, I wasn't warm when I was doing it. But I always kept it drag racing. And the most important thing about it, win, lose, or draw, I was always able to laugh in a person's face and crack a joke and tell them, say, you know what, you got me this time, but I get your ass on the next one, you know, and just keep it moving, man, just enjoy myself, man, you know, and that's what I always highlighted just being, and that's the way I always highlighted to be, you know, because of the simple fact that the most important thing about it is wherever you find strength, man, you're going to find unity when it comes to a group of people, man. And I'm a firm believer in that, you know. But I'm gonna try to enjoy my life, man. And I wanted to let y'all know, man. Y'all had a real nice show tonight, man. I truly enjoyed it.
What person you know, went around this lifetime twice, or three or four times?
I don't know now.
You go around the same one time, right?
Man, that I know of.
I'm going to try to enjoy what I got around here. The good Lord bless you with some extra strength. I'm going to have me some fun. Baby boy going to have me some fun. That's one thing baby boy going to always do. I'm always smile. I'm always have some fun. That's what it's all about, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir. And then when I was telling you that part about How good the big man been to me, man. It ain't no lie, baby boy. Show every time, man. When I show up somewhere, baby boy. You
hey,
know,
Uncle
for
Larry.
A man that's in the same realm of life I'm in, the same age that I'm in. The average one that's out there, I take him and I drive him under the ground. Sure will. Because I drive all over the United States, California, Florida, you know, Wisconsin, down all the way down on the Indian reservations and so far and so on. I know it ain't nobody but him. I can't take all the credit for it.
Uncle Larry, all on the Indian reservations.
Yes, sir. All down on the Indian reservations. Rylander, Wisconsin. None but Indians down there.
Well, all down in that,
baby boy, you know.
And
I got a reason to feel blessed. I got a reason to feel blessed. I'm doing something good somewhere down the line. You know.
Right.
And I do this for y'all, man. I don't do this for me. I do this for y'all, man, because I enjoy fellowshipping with y'all, man. I enjoy seeing y'all do what y'all do. You know. I don't want to sit down and get in that old. I don't want to sit down and get in that old rocking chair. Hell, I want to come and see. I want to continue to enjoy myself. And he's making it possible, so that's what I do.
Well. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy being around you. You're very knowledgeable about the things that you know about, and if you don't know about something, you just gonna tell me. If they, I don't know nothing about it, but I can direct you to the people that probably do know something about it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna try to get Willie Dog tomorrow on one of his bets. You know how he go? I bet 100. Lock in 100 on 100. So I'm going to try to get him tomorrow like that. I'm going to say, lock in 100 on 100, Willie Dog. Take that nitrous off that damn smoky and let's go down through there. I'm going to see what I can get out of him tomorrow.
I like the Malibu,
that from... Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I
like
that
Malibu. It's coming around, you know, like I say. I'm just messing with it on motor. I don't want to mess with no nitrous. But, you know, yeah, they dragging him, crying. He left on me and everything. But I was satisfied with the way I went and chased him and, we went through those traps together down there like we did. So I was like, that's cool. And I left real late, you know, first time around. And that's the first hit I've made on it since I put the motor and stuff back in the car. So I didn't really know what it was going to do. But it did pretty good for me. So But, yeah, I'm going to try to get Willie Dog tomorrow that 100 on 100 race if he'll take that nitrous off that damn Smokey. We're going to see what's going to happen. I'm going to be around there in the morning. That's for sure.
I heard that. Well, if I don't make it there, you make sure you call and let me know.
I'll keep you posted on what's going on with it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you got to do right there, because, man, that's what I'm talking
hey,
about.
Miss,
that's a true race.
Melvin.
You got to get it in.
Hey, Mr. Melvin.
Mr. Melvin.
Have we got Mr. Melvin still on the phone?